speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome on this Monday, the 17th of December, 2018. Amazon, of course, is on the top of the news here because that's essentially where Santa Claus has relocated, the North Pole, I think. And yet, some workers are complaining that it is too hot in their factories. They're wanting air conditioning in some areas. And Amazon has told them, sorry, baby, but it's got to be cold inside for the robots. How's that for a twist on the Christmas song of the year? Yeah, baby, it's got to be cold inside for the robots. And yet, where it is cold, very cold, in Minnesota, they have hired in their factories, they've got an 850,000 square foot structure in this industrial zone there in Minnesota, and they have a very large population of Somalis that have been imported. Just, you know, for some reason, Amazon decided that they would go where there is a massive importation of migrants who are willing to work for very low wages. Kind of like what we've seen with the Chobani yogurt factories. Let's get all these people from Muslim countries because they're so much better workers than the Americans. Americans can't make Greek yogurt. Only Muslims can, apparently. And apparently they can only, they're the best ones to work in the Amazon warehouses, except that they're not happy about working conditions there. They're not happy about the fact that they don't have extra time right now to take time off to do their prayers throughout the day. They have lots of time where they have to do Muslim prayers. And Jeff Bezos is trying to hurry up his elves to get your packages out there. And so these two are kind of in conflict. But we're going to take a look at how Islam has been coming into conflict with a lot of our traditions. But not only Islam. You know, as we see what Democrats here are doing, and we had our first Muslim congresswoman trolling Vice President Pence as he was sitting there at that meeting, doing nothing, quite frankly. I mean, that's what I would troll him for, the fact that he's not engaged in the fight. Let's just get along. Let's just, you know, what's the deal? I mean, we're here. I'm vice president. There, he's president. You guys are head of the Democrat Party. So let's just enjoy our privileged positions and not make a stink here. You know, let's not have a nasty little argument that could cost us our jobs. Because there's nothing worth fighting for, right? Yeah, you know, having a border in this country is something worth fighting for. And I was very upset that he didn't jump in and have President Trump's back on that. I mean, they could have had a real free fall if they had four people going there. But anyway, he's just kind of sitting there very quietly. She put out a tweet, this first Muslim congresswoman put out a tweet and just said, of him kind of looking down, said, Jesus, take the wheel. And a lot of people took that as her mocking his Christian religion. Except a lot of liberals like that. They said, oh, yes, I think that's a good thing. And, you know, they have mocked the Christian religion for so long. And they're doing it right now as we come to the Christmas season. So it's not just the Muslims who are trying to shut down the Christmas markets. You have the secular left, which is trying to shut down any expression of Christmas or Hanukkah, for that matter, any traditional religious expressions of this time of year. They want to shut it down with their flying spaghetti monsters, with their satanic temple monuments, just putting up this ridiculous, absurd stuff that they've never had a tradition of. To say, we're going to shut this down. We're going to be so obnoxious that you're going to create a rule to shut down any expression of religion, because that's really what they want. They want freedom from religion. They want to shut down your free expression of religion. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about EU riots breaking out now in Brussels over the UN migration pact. And we're going to talk about Obamacare. Is this something that is going to last? Or is this the courts shutting this down yet again? And folks, if you think that the government cares about your health care, I've got a ruling here from Johnson & Johnson, baby powder, asbestos, and cancer that proves otherwise. Yeah, it was a pre-existing condition going way back to the 1950s.
In the last few months, InfoWars has been escalating our sales to clear out inventory of many of our best-selling items. And then I came up with the idea last week. Let's not just extend the sale of free shipping store-wide, 50 to 75% off, double Patriot points. Let's extend that sale, but also add a free gift with every order. Even if it's a tube of fluoride-free, colloidal silver, iodine-fortified super blue, you'll get a free gift of a best-selling T-shirt while supplies last. And what I mean by that is everyone will get a T-shirt, but these are going to be selling out. So whatever you order that day, there'll be the shirt of the day that's there until it sells out. Then there'll be another shirt that goes up for the next group of orders. So in the next 12 days, we are going to have beyond any other sale we've ever had. So this is a loss leader. We are losing money on this. This is our biggest sell ever. Get your free gift, your free shipping, everything, and don't fight the crowds. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. God bless you, and thank you for your support.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome on this Monday, December 17th, 2018. I'm David Knight, your host. Well, it was Friday afternoon, actually, after this show, that we got a federal judge ruling that the so-called Affordable Health Care Act. Yeah, how affordable is that for the people who actually pay for their insurance? Not very. It has been funded by a Supreme Court mandated tax, if you will. It's been funded by outright theft by the Obama administration because they didn't have, Congress did not appropriate the funds to subsidize the giveaway of Obamacare to people who didn't want to pay for it. Or couldn't pay for it or whatever, however you want to look at that. Nevertheless, there is no constitutional authority for that. And there was no constitutional authority if the Congress, even if you believe that there's constitutional authority for a welfare state, and I don't, if they don't appropriate the funds, as one judge said, we've already had a judge rule that it was unconstitutional and nothing ever happened. Isn't that interesting? Now we've had a second judge rule it for a different reason. The first judge said it's unconstitutional because they took money from Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac that was investors' money. They were running it, and they took it as a negative subsidy. They called it a net asset sweep. When they went into receivership, into bankruptcy, they said, all right, we'll support that. Instead, as it went profitable, they decided that instead of returning the money to the private investors, some of them institutional, some of them, many of them, private individuals who had put their retirement funds into that years and years ago. I mean, I didn't have any money in any of this, but I remember that my father thought that that was a safe investment. You know, you got federally backed home mortgages. That's a pretty safe investment to put your retirement money into. And so there was a lot of people, I'm sure, that were like he was 50 years ago. And they got ripped off by Obama. And a federal judge called him on it. He had the House sue over that. Federal judge called him on that, and they shut it down. Jerome Corsi talked about that a great deal. I interviewed him many times. That's the one thing that they don't want to talk about with Jerome Corsi. Isn't that interesting? But now we've had another judge rule on a different aspect of this. In a 55-page opinion on Friday, U.S. District Judge Reed O'Connor ruled that the last year's tax cut bill knocked the constitutional foundation from under Obamacare by eliminating a penalty for not having coverage. The rest of the law, he said, cannot be separated from that provision and is therefore invalid. The Democrats immediately said they would appeal because they're never going to give up. They said this misguiding ruling will not deter us because we all understand that any judge's opinion now becomes the supreme law of the land, unless it's one that the Democrats disagree with. You see, for President Trump to do anything about the border, there must be unanimous consent from every federal judge in the system. That is the new rule. I don't know if you realize that or not. How many times have we seen President Trump countermanded by a lone federal judge somewhere, and he immediately stands down? Oh, yes. Okay. Sorry. I'm so sorry. I forgot to ask your opinion about this before I did it. Every federal judge, if one federal judge anywhere in any district decides that's not going to be the case, then we immediately stop. That's not going to be the case here with Obamacare. And the Trump administration said, well, we'll have to let this go all the way to the Supreme Court. Unlike the way that they react when a single federal judge says, you can't do X about the judge, about the border. Because he can't do anything about the border, even though he has delegated power about the border. So this is one of the differences. You know, we have to understand that there are delegated powers and there are not delegated powers. And the Ninth and Tenth Amendments say that if you don't have that expressly delegated, you don't have that power. You can't assume it. And yet they assume it all the time. And when the government has delegated authority to do something about this, they pretend that they can shut it down. And this is what's happening all the time. We have all these sanctuary cities, sanctuary states, and yet, rebelling and using nullification against the federal government, except in that particular case, it's not constitutional. I support nullification in principle. We've seen nullification appropriately applied in the marijuana situation because marijuana prohibition, no drug prohibition. And that includes just strictly medical drugs where we have to get the prior permission of the FDA. The federal government has assumed those powers. It never had those powers given to it in the Constitution. It was Congress that gave it to them and so forth, and we let that usurpation stand. But now we've had people in over two-thirds of the state say, we're not going to allow you that usurpation to stand. And they don't have any constitutional authority to do anything about that. It's called nullification. In that case, it is the right way to proceed. But the government, the federal government, does have the delegated authority to protect our borders. And yet we allow these judges to make these pronouncements, and immediately the Trump administration stands down. But when it's on Obamacare, they say, oh, well, we'll let it grow all the way up to the Supreme Court. What's going to happen up there? I'll tell you in just a minute. I already know what's going to happen up there. It said, Congress must now pass, said President Trump, a strong law that provides great health care and protects pre-existing conditions. Well, first of all, the government has no authority to provide any kind of health care, great or bad. I know it's not going to be great. It's going to be bad. But they don't have the authority to provide health care. That is unconstitutional. So as President Trump says, yeah, this bad unconstitutional law, but why was it unconstitutional? Because government was intruding into health care. Why is health care not great? Because government has intruded into health care. They have shut down the market in so many different ways. When President Trump was running, somebody that was in his campaign really got it. One of the reasons that I supported President Trump was because he had a detailed explanation, a very detailed explanation. Typically, when candidates are running, get these very generalized statements. We need to have great health care, like we're getting now out of Twitter. And yet what they had there was a very detailed thing. They said, we have a problem because there's not enough competition. Congress has actually allowed or imposed these kind of restrictions saying you can't compete across state lines. And that was part of that debate where Marco Rubio tried to troll President Trump. Lines, lines. I don't know what you mean about all these lines. Maybe President Trump didn't know either. I thought he did, but it's the anti-competitive issues, number one. Number two, having the financial power to make your decisions, having the information to make your decisions, knowing what kind of health care a particular hospital or a particular doctor provides. We have to have that information as consumers. We need to have choice as consumers. We need to have our money as consumers instead of having it ripped off, sent to the federal government, doled back to us as children on an allowance. And so all those aspects are there, empowering people with their own money to make their decisions, giving us health savings accounts, deductions, tax credits, and so forth, empowering us financially to make those decisions, having competition impediments removed that were put there by the government, having more information about what's going on with drugs, what's going on with hospitals, what's going on with doctors, so we can make intelligent choices as consumers. All of those different aspects are necessary. The one thing that is most necessary is to get government control out of healthcare. Let government be there as a facilitator, opening up, making things transparent, making sure that there's not cartels and monopolies being set up. But quite frankly, government does just the opposite. The big power brokers, just like they do when it comes to information and the internet, they make sure that the big guys are the ones who are going to monopolize everything. And so as they go on with this, we talk about pre-existing conditions and making sure that's there, then you don't have health insurance. That's not insurance. If you get insurance after you've got this condition, and only after you get the condition, then that's not insurance. It's not, you couldn't afford homeowners insurance if you were able to buy your insurance after the hurricane knocks your house down and floods it. And you couldn't afford it if your insurance paid to mow your lawn and paint your house and do every kind of routine maintenance as well. All right, stay with us. We'll talk about why nothing is going to happen with this. It's going to remain when we come back.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the info warriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the info war. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email, so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning. In the last few months, you have seen InfoWars offer the biggest sales in our history. Now, we've sold out of some of our best-selling items, but we've still got most of our best-selling items in. That's why I am extending the 12 days of Christmas for 4 more days, because we're guaranteed up to about the 19th to be able to ship to anybody in the continental United States before Christmas at InfoWarsStore.com. But get your orders in. Don't fight those crowds and support the InfoWar. All the sales the last 12 days, 50 to 75% off, is back. Free shipping is still there. Double Patriot points. And we have even bigger sales on 4 new items. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, Myco ZX, the t-shirts, all of it. Just go check out the sales. There's too many to break them all down. Get your orders in by the 19th, so you're guaranteed to get it on or before Christmas. And thank you again all for your support. We are extending this sale until the 19th. But InfoWars is in your hands. And again, whatever you do, just spread the word about InfoWars.com, and we're going to beat the globalists together. Thank you.
One of the most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our Immune Support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend Coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee bean. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend Coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality
from InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Single judge said, a Texas judge, said Obamacare is unconstitutional. Well, we knew that. We knew it was unfunded and they stole the money for it. And then we had the Congress remove the penalty, the tax, if you will, last year. That was the basis for which we were told that it was constitutional. Oh, well, you know, they can't mandate that we buy a service from a private company, we were told. But they can tax us if we don't. Like, oh, really? I don't think so. I've always said that that was a lie, that it was unconstitutional. It absolutely is. But will it be overturned? Immediately, President Trump says we are going to leave everything as it is until the Supreme Court weighs in on this. But of course, the other side of this is whenever President Trump does his constitutional duty, using the powers that have been delegated to him under the Constitution, clearly to protect the border, any federal judge can stop him, issue an order, and he immediately stops. Oh, okay, I'll bow down to that. But not in this case. When he gets a judge that agrees with him, we'll have to wait. Let's see if the Supreme Court will say something about this. What are they going to say? Well, again, last year they set the individual mandate penalty to zero. And since they had said it's constitutional because it's a tax, now there's no tax. Therefore, is it any longer constitutional? The Texas judge said no. Now, the issue is, they said the problem is the case argues that the rest of the law is unconstitutional because they made part of the passage of the original statute said that the mandate is not severable from the rest of the legislation. And that's true. They wanted to hang all of the mandates and all the requirements on that one aspect that it was a tax. And now the tax goes away. All the rest of the stuff should go away as well, right? I mean, it only seems logical, but we're not talking about logic. We're talking about politics here. And as many people have said, it's unlikely that this lawsuit will prevail in the Supreme Court. Why? Because not only do we have the five justices who voted for Obamacare still on the bench, all five of them, it was 5-4, all five of them are still on the bench. And not only that, but we've now added, Brett Kavanaugh, who is going to be there. You can count on him being there. Let's remember that going back to July, when his name first came up, this is one of the reasons I did not support him. Yes, we pushed back against the attacks against him by the Democrats. It was important to push back on the tactics that they were using because they are witch hunt tactics that they're going to use against everybody. And so those tactics needed to be shut down. But I never liked Kavanaugh as a judge. Here's why. Going back to July, as the Federalist wrote at the time, which is worse? An unelected judge opining on how a mandate to purchase a product could meet constitutional muster? Or an unelected judge that gives Congress instructions on how to ensure that it will pass constitutional muster? Well, Kavanaugh did both. Scalia said, when he opposed, he said, we should start calling this law SCOTUS care. And we should. It wasn't Obama who gave it to us. It was the Supreme Court. It was their mandate. And as the Federalist pointed out in July of this year, even as Kavanaugh avoided a definitive ruling on the merits of the case, he revealed himself as favorably disposed to the mandate. Worst of all, in doing so, he cultivated a theory that ultimately led Chief Justice John Roberts to uphold the mandate. Kavanaugh spends the better part of 50 pages, longer than the majority opinion, justifying the mandate as constitutional, to analyze the IRS's code, the Anti-Injunction Act, and so forth, to support his belief that the mandate qualified as a tax under the Act. So again, just like we saw with Obamacare, I mean with Planned Parenthood, we're going to see, I think, the same thing with Brett Kavanaugh. He is not going to be constitutionalist. He's not going to be conservative on either of these issues. I really don't think so. He's going to have some more opportunities to weigh in on abortion. There are many states that are putting in even more pro-life pieces of legislation. And quite frankly, they need to use nullification. This is a place where nullification would apply. Nowhere in the Constitution do we delegate to any branch of the federal government, let alone to the justices, to decide at what point life begins. Nowhere. They have assumed those powers, and we bow down like slaves to them. So if Kentucky wants to put in, as they call it, the most pro-life piece of legislation that's ever been filed with the Kentucky legislature, it would make abortion a felony if it was performed after the heartbeat to the unborn child could be detected. If they want to do that, that's up to them. There's a couple of laws coming up in Ohio, and I don't think that we should ask Brett Kavanaugh what his opinion is on that, quite frankly. And I don't think we should be concerned about how he's going to rule on that. But, of course, I think on both abortion and on Obamacare, he is going to be just like the person he used to clerk for, Kennedy. And I think he is an establishment Republican. I think that's why they fought so hard for him. If he hadn't been an establishment Republican, they would have thrown him under the bus on the phony Me Too claims like they did Roy Moore. It was the Republican Party, in my opinion, people like Mitch McConnell, that started that Me Too stuff to take out Roy Moore. Yeah, he might have been arrogant in terms of going to Congress after he'd won the primary. And talking about, even before he'd had the general election, talking about how he's going to take on Mitch McConnell. That arrogance probably caused Mitch McConnell and others to orchestrate those attacks against him. And I think we need to stand up against that. But Brett Kavanaugh is not the guy that should have been put in the Supreme Court by any means. I think we're going to see this over and over again. What a mistake he was from the very beginning. I hope I'm wrong. I hope he doesn't follow what he's already written about how Obamacare can be set up as a mandate. And when we look at the border, we see that deportations under Trump are rising, but they are still lower than they were under Obama. See, part of the problem is that we come into this and we say, well, you know what? You guys are freaking out because President Trump is talking about protecting the border. And yet he's not doing anything that Obama didn't do, and he's not doing as much as Obama did. Exactly. That's my problem. That's my problem with what's going on. Why don't we just build a wall? He has the authority to do it. All this stuff about, well, I'm going to wait for Mexico to pay for it. Well, I'm going to wait for Nancy and Chuck to pay for it. If they don't pay for it, then I'll shut down the government or whatever. Just, you've got the money in the Defense Department budget. You have the duty to do it. You have the money to do it. You have the power to do it. Use that power. Stop pretending that other people are controlling you, unless you have absolutely no control whatsoever of the government, President Trump. You are commander-in-chief of the military. If you can invade and occupy Syria, we'll talk about that. You know, we're occupying a third of Syria, an area larger than the state of Louisiana. The people there are saying, get out. And we're saying, we want to protect America, but we can't do that. Nobody even talks about Syria. Nobody has a problem with that, but they have a problem if we protect America's border. And President Trump just bow downs and worships all of the federal judges. We must have unanimous consent from all the federal judges in order for the president to use the military to protect the border. And yet we can house the people in military bases. How does that happen? We'll be right back. Stay with us. We need to go back and revisit the foundations of our freedom. Our freedoms don't consist of the things that are enumerated on a piece of paper. It consists of the things that we're willing to fight for. The First Amendment, the Bill of Rights, the rest of the Bill of Rights are prohibitions. They're prohibitions against powerful organizations and individuals taking those God-given rights from us as individuals. You better understand that, because they're taking them right now. We have seen what they want to do. They called it UN Agenda 21. Now they call it the UN 2030 Agenda. They want everybody off of the rural lands. They want people out of the suburbs. They want to pack everybody into the cities, because that's where it is easiest for them to control everyone.
It's the David Knight Show.
Never miss your show any day. Never.
At InfoWars.com/show.
I don't have to tell our listeners and viewers how important InfoWars is in the fight against the anti-human globalist. So let's say it short and sweet. We need your support now more than ever. You've come through a thousand times, so I'm not bitching at you. I'm just simply telling you, we are in the thick of the battle now. The attacks on InfoWars have become absolutely exponential. And down the road, we probably will get destroyed. But I know, and God has really put it on my heart, that we've got to maintain the fight as hard as possible and go through as much as we can to be an example to others and carry out critical operations ahead of whatever happens. But I want to be strong in this fight. I need to be provisioned, and I'm willing to stand against Hillary and Soros and the Rothschilds and all these devil worshipers. But I need your prayers. I need you to spread the articles and videos. I need you to give us financial support right now. We make it easy. Do your Christmas shopping with us, not with the globalists and not with Bezos and Amazon, and you'll help provision us. We've got a bunch of huge deals, InfoWarsStore.com, so please take action right now. InfoWars has been proven absolutely on target about world government, the attack on the family, the eugenics operations, the whole thing. We've been proven dead on. You've been proven dead on as supporters and listeners of this broadcast. You've been the men and women in the arena, and I really do thank you and salute you all. Words are not enough. Think about, of all the different systems, of all the different political ideologies, you have been on target promoting Americana and Renaissance, an open free society against the globalists and the dominant world force. They've created their Tower of Babel with a bunch of people that can't communicate with each other. But we have cut right to the chase. Human liberty, a pro-human future versus the globalist anti-human future. And that's why I want to thank you all and ask you now more than ever to remember that InfoWars really is your baby. I am in your hands, and we're under unprecedented attack, and we just need you to go to InfoWarsStore.com and do your Christmas shopping there and get the best deals ever and fund the InfoWar, a true 360 win.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. And now, The David Knight Show.
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop. Mistletoe hung where you can see.
Welcome back. As we look at the border, and again, as President Trump needs to use the military, I've been saying this for well over a year. He has the money. He's got a record budget. He has the authority. Question is, what are we doing in Syria? Why are we in Syria without any discussion of what the goals are? And now it looks like we're going to be there forever. But we can't put anybody at the border. We have Nancy and Chuck wringing their hands about how we're going to be separating soldiers from their families if we send them to protect our border. But they don't care if they're in Syria being shot at. Roadside bombs and so forth. How did we get to this kind of a situation? And do you hear the mainstream press talking about that at all? No. They're not talking about Syria at all. We're going to talk about Syria. Let's talk just a little bit about what happened with the, again, we take a look at the border. We have a pregnant woman who is complaining because she had had to scale the wall in order to give birth in the U.S. 19-year-old Sarana Hernandez is her last name, a Honduran woman, who made the grueling 2,000-mile trek to the U.S. border with her husband and 3-year-old in tow, was not about to miss out on what she called the big reward, having a baby on American soil. But when they reached Tijuana last month, after they had set out on their journey, they found that thousands of Central Americans had had the same idea. And so they were, they got over the border and got there illegally. They were promptly intercepted by three agents with Border Patrol who wanted them to return to Tijuana. And then Providence struck, as Liberty Unyielding points out. She went into labor. And so they got what they wanted, an anchor baby for Christmas. And Babylon Bee sums it up this way with a satire point. The Ninth Circuit Court rules border wall must be short enough that a pregnant woman carrying a child in each arm could be expected to scale it without difficulty. I mean, that's basically what we're talking about now, isn't it? I mean, that's a satire site, but it's really the truth. As Babylon Bee goes on to say, while that definition may be seem vague to some people, the Ninth Circuit's judges further clarified in their decision that a 2 or 3 foot high wall ought to suffice. Contractors working on the wall have been ordered to have a pregnant woman and several children on hand. Should the sample woman have to exert herself too much, construction workers will have to lower that part of the wall. And then the judges go on to say in their decision of the court, they said, we are in full support of President Trump's right to secure our nation's borders so long as his actions do not cause undue burden on those trying to get into our country illegally. This is the point at which the absurdity going on in Washington and with the Trump administration's kowtowing to these federal judges becomes true. I mean, it has become that absurd. Do we have to have unanimous consent from every federal judge for the president to do anything to protect the border? And I fully expect them to be weighing in on that kind of detail. That's how the court system has now taken over our lives, whether we're talking about Obamacare or talking about the border, anything like that. Now, in Europe over the weekend, we not only had more yellow vest protests in France, but we had new protests breaking out in Brussels. Over what? Over the UN migrant pact, the migration pact that was pushed forward by the United Nations and signed the previous weekend, the week before last, in Marrakesh, Morocco. You had most of the countries of the world sign on to that. We did not, fortunately. Not yet. That'll be the president after Trump that will sign us on to that. Because we're not going to protect this border. That ought to be pretty obvious at this point. In Brussels, it has fractured the coalition government there. The Flemish Party has left, and they had massive riots yesterday. As you saw some of those clips there. About 5,500 protesters took part. They had a counter-protest of 1,000 protesters. So it was about 6-1 against the migration pact in the protests in Brussels. And as this was all happening, simultaneous to that, we had Pope Francis focusing on the UN Global Compact in his address to his followers at St. Peter's Square. Doesn't that tell us everything about that? I mean, Leo Zagami is talking about this. We just had Cardinal Pell, the number three guy, the guy that was in charge of the Vatican Bank, have to go back to Australia to answer charges of raping children, young altar boys. After a long trial, he was found guilty. The Australian court system there put a gag order on that, and it created a big dispute here in the West. Some people saying, well, that should never, we should not be reporting that he's been convicted on those particular accounts. And I support the fact that the court is gagging that, because if we put that out there, the reasoning goes, it's going to make it harder for them to get a jury that has not already made up its mind about this situation. I don't support that. I think the press needs to be able to speak freely. I don't like to see gags put on people because of high profile and powerfully connected individuals committing crimes. I don't think that they ought to have silence surrounding them, protecting them. That's the other side of this. And quite frankly, if the court system didn't want to have that happen, they could have waited on handing down the convictions until they did the other trials, if there's multiple trials that are coming after him about this. But the bottom line is, at this point, it doesn't really matter if he gets convicted on these further ones or not. He's already a convicted child molester, and people need to know that. And they need to know that the Pope doesn't care. He's out there talking about the UN Global Migration Treaty, not about the dirty child molesters in the upper echelon of his organization. Not talking about that. It's very convenient for him to stand up and pretend that he is taking the moral high ground, isn't it? When they gag any orders about the conviction of his number three guy. And this is an article by Leo Zagami pointing out how he is focusing on pushing UN global agendas. Whether it is climate change or whether it is migration, and of course now they're merging those two together. Oh, we have to have the UN migrant compact because we got climate change, and the climate change is forcing them to go all over the world. No, it isn't. It's the open borders and the changed laws that they have now put in place. And I like this headline on Zero Hedge from C.J. Hopkins. Nothing scares the identity politics left like an actual working class uprising. And that's what's going on in France right now. Week number five, this last weekend. He also calls it the indiscreet charm of the yellow vests. And of course, referring to the foreign film, The Indiscreet Charm of the Bourgeoisie. It began as a middle class uprising, and now it has morphed into a working class uprising. And that's really what they're afraid of. That's what really scares the left. So what's their response to all this? Russia did it. Yes, they're not upset about the fact that their countries are being overrun. They're not upset about their decreasing standard of living. They're not upset about taxes skyrocketing and Macron trying to take away their ability to move and to commute. I mean, they don't have any capability of living in the cities. They can't afford that. And of course, the response to the globalists as they push this UN agenda for smart cities is, well, you just have a smaller apartment. Or maybe you won't have an apartment at all. Maybe you'll just have something like we've seen some of the places in Japan where you've just got like a little tube that you sleep in at night and you're just on the streets during the day. You don't even have an apartment. Maybe not even a micro apartment in the city because you can't afford that. We don't care. But of course, now the narrative, and I pointed it out, BuzzFeed, I think, was the first one to do it. Oh, look, it's the Russians who are sowing discord in the West. How did they do that? They reported what was happening in France. Oh, because the West won't report that. The Western media won't report it. So when the Russians do report what's actually going on, oh, the Russians are fanning the flames of discord in France. That's why they accuse us, because we tell you what the globalists are doing and what people are doing to push back against that agenda. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We're going to talk about this Johnson & Johnson
case. In the
last
few months, InfoWars has been escalating our sales to clear out inventory of many of our best-selling items. And then I came up with the idea last week. Let's not just extend the sale of free shipping store-wide, 50 to 75% off, double Patriot points. Let's extend that sale, but also add a free gift with every order. Even if it's a tube of fluoride-free colloidal silver iodine fortified super blue, you'll get a free gift of a best-selling t-shirt while supplies last. And what I mean by that is everyone will get a t-shirt, but these are going to be selling out. So whatever you order that day, there'll be the shirt of the day that's there until it sells out. Then there'll be another shirt that goes up for the next group of orders. So in the next 12 days, we are going to have beyond any other sale we've ever had. So this is a loss leader. We are losing money on this. This is our biggest sell ever. Get your free gift, your free shipping, everything, and don't fight the crowds. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. God bless you, and thank you for your support.
Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew that they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top, most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sell prices back at InfoWarsStore.com on InfoWars Select Storable Foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got three-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a three-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing you great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
In the last few months, you have seen InfoWars offer the biggest sales in our history. Now, we've sold out of some of our best-selling items, but we've still got most of our best-selling items in. That's why I am extending the 12 days of Christmas for four more days, because we're guaranteed up to about the 19th to be able to ship to anybody in the continental United States before Christmas at InfoWarsStore.com. But get your orders in. Don't fight those crowds and support the InfoWar. All the sales the last 12 days, 50 to 75% off, is back. Free shipping is still there. Double Patriot points. And we have an even bigger sales on four new items. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, Myco ZX, the t-shirts, all of it. Just go check out the sales. There's too many to break them all down. Get your orders in by the 19th, so you're guaranteed to get it on or before Christmas. And thank you again all for your support. We are extending this sale until the 19th, but InfoWars is in your hands. And again, whatever you do, just spread the word about InfoWars.com, and we're going to beat the globalists together. Thank you.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
What's going on? Did you know that we've got about 750 million people kind of wandering around looking for a home? And guess where most of them want to come? They want to come to your home. They want to live with you. 158 million of those 750 million people want to come to the United States. We're the number one pick. More than three times as many want to come here as want to go to the number two pick, Canada. So, and about five times as many as want to go to the United Kingdom. They are coming here. And the Pope, as people are rioting against the UN Global Migration Compact that was signed last weekend, a week ago, last Sunday. Yesterday, you had people rioting in Brussels, and as that was happening, you had the Pope pushing the UN Global Migration Pact. So we're going to talk just a little bit more about that, about the continued arrogance of the globalist elite. They're going to keep pushing this, regardless of whether you like it or not. We've had a lot of countries besides the United States out of it, but still the vast majority of nations have signed this UN compact. Some countries like Australia have gotten out of this along with the United States, but most of them have now signed onto this. And whether or not it is legally binding, I think it will be used legally against these people. But whether or not that's the case, you'll still have judges in all these different countries that will be using that to push this in their country. And then, of course, we have seen with the war on drugs, that was originally a UN agenda. They created the schedule, the four schedules. They put the drugs in the four schedules. 10 years later, Richard Nixon said, "That's my war on drugs." And so what they do is they create these templates, and that's what the smart cities, the UN 2030 agenda for sustainability, they call it. These things are all created by the UN. It becomes a legislative template so that you can then get some shill politician like Richard Nixon to sign it into law. But before we get back to that, and before we talk about what's going on with Johnson & Johnson, big case on Friday. Not too many people are talking about this. This was a, an expose by Reuters, and it knocked billions of dollars off of the stock price of one of the largest corporations in the world. We'll tell you why and what it means for your health in just a moment. But before we move on, I just want to tell you about our Christmas specials that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. It's the time of year that we have the 12 Days of Christmas special, and now we have all of those specials all at once, just like in the song. They're all coming home to roost. We got free shipping store-wide, up to 75% off of some items. We have double Patriot points, and with every order, you get a free T-shirt with every order. Here's some of the specials, some of the featured 24-hour specials that we've had throughout the week that are all now effective on the website. BrainForce Plus, 55% off. Ultimate Bone Broth, 55% off. Super Male or Super Female Vitality, 55% off. Silver Bullet, our colloidal silver product, 60% off. Knockout, our all-natural sleep aid, 60% off. All sizes of Immune Gargle, that has a nano silver in it, 55% off. Bod Ease, 60% off. Alpha Power, 60% off. The Real Red Pill, 60% off. And our Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste and mouthwash, 60% off. Again, free shipping store-wide, double Patriot points, and a free T-shirt with every order. Okay, let's play video clip number three, because as we look at the fact that you have the riots there, and most of the people want to come to the United States, this is what the UN officials were saying about this UN compact and those who did not want to get into it.
We continue to believe that migration is a global challenge where only global solutions and global responsibility sharing will bring results.
That's right. Only the UN's solutions are going to bring results. Globalist problem, and we have globalist solutions for you, and we're going to continue to push those. Now, that's not what we're hearing from the Western media right now, the English-speaking media. In France, you have the French Prime Minister, Philippe de la mea culpa. He's acknowledged that the government made mistakes while handling the Yellow Vest protests. He said, "We made mistakes. We did not listen enough to the French people. I remain convinced that they want this country to be transformed." And yet, the narrative that is coming out of English language establishment press is that it's the Russians who are doing this. As reported by Zero Hedge and CJ Hopkins, he said the English language corporate media, after doing their best not to cover these protests, have now been forced to begin the delicate process of delegitimizing the Yellow Vests. Without infuriating the entire population of France and inciting British and American proletariats to go out and start setting their cars on fire. And so you have the big corporate media like BuzzFeed. They were the first ones that I saw blaming it on Russians. Why? Because the Russians were telling us what Macron was doing? I mean, we reported that as well. We reported the very first weekend that that happened. I said, this is going to be big because the French take their freedom to move around more seriously even than Americans do. Yeah, they don't have drive-through everything, but they have relaxed the restrictions on driving further than we have here in America. As Eric Peters has pointed out on this show, first place I saw this reported in the English-speaking press, you can drive a car at the age of 14. Now, they have special cars that aren't loaded down with airbags and all kinds of other safety equipment that make them very expensive. They have a governor on them, so they'll only go 30 miles an hour, but you don't have to have insurance, and you can drive them at 14 years old. And they have better drivers. They don't have the kind of driving record that we have here because people start driving at an earlier age. Adults can continue to drive those if they wish, if they want to try to save money. So they take it, they understand that it is a freedom, it is a necessity, and they've got a more laissez-faire attitude about it than we do here in America, quite frankly. And yet, it's those pesky Russians telling us the truth. I mean, again, the whole narrative about this Russian red herring, the hacking of the DNC and so forth, which did not hack. William Binney has proven it. He said, no. And if you don't believe the former global technical head of the NSA for decades, William Binney, who is an honest man, if you don't believe his technical analysis, I don't have anything else I can tell you about this, except that you've been gaslighted by the mainstream media and the establishment. But, folks, if the Russians were behind it, and they're not, releasing information about Hillary Clinton, telling us the truth about Hillary Clinton, we ought to give them a medal. And quite frankly, you need to know what's going on in France. It's the people who cover it up that ought to be condemned. But the corporate media were insinuating that the diabolical Russian Facebook bots had brainwashed the French into running wild. Because who else could be responsible, right? French authorities have now opened a probe, even though the French prime minister has said, yeah, it was our fault. We didn't listen to them. You know, we boiled the frogs too quickly. They've now launched a probe to try to cover themselves, launched a probe into Russian interference, and to try to associate Marine Le Pen with the Russians to try to demonize her. We see this happening throughout the press. They say, what are the allegations that they interfered? Well, basically, the Times of London and Western media outlets are saying that Russian-linked social media posts are commenting on the protest. That's it. So if you comment on it, if you cover it as news, then you are trying to overthrow their government. No, they're perfectly capable of overthrowing their own government. Macron is perfectly capable of sabotaging everything that they've done there. Now, I'm going to get into this more coming up, but I just want to give you a flavor of what we're going to be talking about here. I don't know, with all the other news that happened, everybody's focusing on the overthrow of Obamacare, which, as I pointed out, isn't going to happen. I wish it would, believe me. But I think Kavanaugh is going to shut that down. And I think they've already got the votes, nevertheless, to keep it in the Supreme Court. And we have to bow down and pretend that the Supreme Court can tell us everything about every aspect of our life. But what you probably didn't see is the Reuters report about the lawsuit against Johnson & Johnson. Their stock dropped by 10% on Friday, losing about $23 billion in value. Oh, yeah, that wasn't covered too much in the media, was it? They had a Missouri jury ordered the company to pay $4.69 billion in one case involving 22 women. This is something that has been going on for over 40 years. They have discovered documents. 20 to 25 years ago, a lady who was dying from mesothelioma, cancer of the lung, essentially, was trying to get documents, and they said, no, you're not going to be allowed to see those documents. They finally wrested those out of the hands of the corporation. And what it shows is that they knew about asbestos and their talc powder, and that they were able to get your government watchdogs at the FDA and others. It's called regulatory capture. It's called corruption. They were able to get them to look the other way. Well, now we're not looking the other way. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Words cannot describe how big the stakes are for the future of humanity right now. InfoWars is being openly targeted by the Democratic Party, leftist CIA operatives, the corrupt Justice Department, and the entire Soros crime syndicate. People say, why would you start a fight with them? Because they were already dominating and running America into the ground. And I knew we had no future if we didn't do this. So we've already had incredible success. But if you will simply realize how epic this is and understand how real this fight is and why we've been made the main target, and if you financially support us, and if you spread the word about our articles and videos, InfoWars.com, we won't just continue to stand up against these brutal scumbags. We'll win. We have huge sales at InfoWarsStore.com right now. And we're still able to operate the shopping cart and get stuff shipped out to you, despite the fact they're trying to block our commerce and your right to the market. But if you don't stand up and support us financially, Soros and the globalists may win. This is InfoWars Darkest Hour. We need your support. I'm counting on you.
Everybody knows it. History documents it. But there is a cult in every culture and every system throughout history that wants to hurt children. They want to abort children. They want to disease children. They want to abuse children. They want to confuse children. They want their essence. They want their soul. They want their spirit. They want their power, because they are our future. And this Christmas, remember, it is about Jesus Christ, not ultimate sacrifice. It is about the West. And it is about a human future and standing with each other and believing in a better future. So I just want to thank you all for your support. And I want to ask you all to pray for your own family, to pray for America, to pray for President Trump, and to pray for InfoWars. And to remember that you have the power to change the world. You have the power to override the censors. You have the power to stop the globalists dead in their tracks. I know you've been taking action. I salute you. But just remember, I know you're humble, but just remember, you hold the future of this planet and the universe in your hands.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. And now, The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. I'm going to talk about the health issues beginning in the next segment. I want to put the news that's come out lately about vaccines, as well as the news that has come out about Johnson & Johnson, knowing for decades that they had asbestos in their Johnson & Johnson baby powder. This has been brought to light by a court case where they were, where a jury awarded $4.69 billion in just that single court case. Now, it involved 22 women. But this is something that's been going on for quite some time. It took 10% off the value of this company's stock, Johnson & Johnson stock, on Friday. That is the equivalent to $23 billion in value wiped off there. But just this one judgment was $4.6 billion in one case. So it's an interesting story because I think it tells us a great deal about our healthcare system. And I think it has applications to a lot of different things that we're seeing right now, from vaccines to geoengineering, and the new statement from Bill Gates that they're going to now, for the first time, of course, they've never been doing this before, but they're now going to be using chemtrails to control the weather. Of course, they've never done that before. So we'll talk about that as well. But at the top of the hour here, I want to cover another story that just broke over the weekend. And that was the news that China said they're going to cut their tariffs to 15%. Oh, isn't that nice? Isn't that special? Remember how this, let's go back and review how these tariffs have been played out. Now, we're told that President Trump has started a trade war against them. As I pointed out, this trade war has been going on a long time. They've been bombing our factories for a long time. Let's remember that they had a 25% tariff on American cars that would come into their country. Well, we only had a 2.5% tariff on their cars coming in. Just one example in one industry. A 10-to-1 differential. And they said, all right, you know, you don't like that, President Trump. All the other presidents were fine with it. George W. Bush was fine. George H.W. Bush was fine with that. The Clintons were fine with that. Obama was fine with it. All of the Bushes, the Clintons, all these people, they're just fine with that kind of imbalance. 10-to-1. And it's not just on cars. He just focused on cars. And said, all right, well, you know, 2.5% on America and we charge 25%. Tell you what we'll do. We'll come down to 15%. President Trump said, not good enough. And he said, if you won't lower your stuff to my level, I'll just raise my stuff to your level. So he said, we're going to impose 25%. How about that? Everybody freaked out. When you look at the mainstream press here, they never report that China is charging 25%. They only report that President Trump wants to put 25% on. See, that's the difference. They only give you one side of the story, don't they? And they skew it for what they want. They're perfectly content to loot this country with unequal tariffs like that. 10-to-1 tariffs so that we can't sell into their country, but they can sell into ours. And it's on everything, not just on cars. Because quite frankly, there's not that many Chinese cars that anybody wants in this country. That may be changing because they're buying all these different car companies. They've bought Volvo and so forth. I don't know how many of the Volvos that they're making are made in China. But now we have China coming back and saying, we will cut. They said they were going to cut back in July, and then they said, all right, fine, we're not going to cut to 15%. If you're going to raise yours to 25, we'll leave ours at 25. Now they're saying they're going to cut to 15, but they're only going to do it temporarily. They're only going to do it for 3 months. So it'll be interesting to see what President Trump does. But I think the bigger story is what I said on Friday. And that is, if you look at every time information comes out about the so-called Trump trade war, it always comes out just as the Federal Reserve is getting ready to do something to manipulate the economy. And everybody talks about that rather than what the Federal Reserve is doing. And quite frankly, on that issue, President Trump is right. He's absolutely right on that. But of course, you won't know that from the Global. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We're going to talk about Johnson & Johnson. And we're going to talk about cancer. Not the cancer in Washington, but the cancer that may be in your products, in your home, in your family. We'll be right back.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. You know, I could talk about the Game of Thrones that is happening in Washington. And there's new reports every day on a regular basis. Most of it, I think, has become to the point of dog bites man. There are some unusual aspects. And there's more evidence, if you need it anymore, more evidence that Mueller is running this as a corrupt head of a cartel, the Washington cartel. It is a cancer in Washington. And we need to cut that out of our lives, quite frankly. And I don't think it's going to be stopped by the people that we send to Washington. I think they get co-opted. They get cornered in Washington. Nothing ever seems to be done. I think it's going to have to be cut out at the state and the local level, and we have to start nullifying what they're doing, and we'll see how that works. But I don't think you're going to gain a solution out of Washington. It's one of the reasons why every day I have some new news about it, and I never seem to get around to it. I am more interested, quite frankly, in the cancer in our own personal lives, the things that are being done against our own interests, the things that are being done to our health, for example. And the Johnson & Johnson case is a very good example of this in a number of different ways. Reuters did a very long investigative piece on this in the wake of a recent court case that cost the company $4.69 billion. Their stock lost 10% on Friday after this report went out from Reuters. The company, Johnson & Johnson, said that the Reuters story is an absurd conspiracy theory. Is it? They said it says it apparently spans over 40 years. And it is something, if it's true, that is orchestrated among generations of global regulators, the world's foremost scientists and universities, leading independent labs, and Johnson & Johnson itself. And I would tell you that I believe this Reuters conspiracy theory, if you want to call it that. How many times do we see damaging information of people who have conspired to hide information, who have profited from harming and killing other people for corporate profits, corrupting the government, corrupting the oversight agencies, conspiring with them to keep this stuff secret? Is that a stretch? Are you talking about a company whose stock market cap is hundreds of billions of dollars? Would people kill for that? You better believe they would. We've seen this over and over again. I don't have a problem believing that you could orchestrate criminal action like this. I mean, I've seen damning information on the Clinton Foundation. I think it's people get away with murder, literally get away with murder. So just the scope of this does not mean that it's not true. Just the idea that a normal person would not do this doesn't mean that it's not true. So let's take a look at what's going on. As Reuters reports in this conspiracy theory, as Johnson & Johnson puts it. They talk about a woman, Darlene Coker. She knew she was dying, but she wouldn't know why. She had mesothelioma. It's a delicate, it's a cancer of the delicate membrane surrounding the lungs and other organs. She knew it was rare, and she knew it typically comes as exposure to asbestos. You know, by the way, this is a famous case of this was, what's his name? The guy that was, Steve McQueen. Famous case, I can't even remember his name. Steve McQueen died of this. In his particular case, they believe that it was because when he was in the military, he was cleaning out areas where they had used asbestos construction material and that sort of thing. But this lady had never been involved in any of that. They said it typically has been for people who were working in the mines or working in shipbuilding, and that was presumably where Steve McQueen contracted it, later killed him. She was 52 years old. She had raised two daughters. She had a massage school in a small Texas town. How did she ever get involved with this? She'd never been working in any of these industries that they typically have this. So she started an investigation as she was fighting for every breath. She honed in on a suspect, Johnson's baby powder. She'd use it on her infant children. She'd sprinkle it on herself all of her life. She knew that talc and asbestos often occurred together in the earth and that mined talc could be contaminated with the carcinogen. At least her lawyer knew that. He figured that out. So they looked at this and they tried to get some information from Johnson & Johnson. And Johnson & Johnson didn't tell the FDA that at least three tests by three different labs from 1972 to 1975 had found asbestos in their talcum powder. In one case, at levels reported as, quote, rather high in their own internal documentation. Johnson & Johnson denied the claim. They were able to get their lawyers to block handing over any test results, and they blocked these internal records. And so she had to drop her lawsuit. That was 1999. Now, about 20 years later, the material that she was looking for finally got wrested out of the hands of Johnson & Johnson. And it is going to be used now by lawyers for 11,700 plaintiffs, thousands of women with ovarian cancer, not just the lung disease. And so this first case that came out, that's one case involving 22 women, but there are 11,700 plaintiffs. This is why Johnson & Johnson's stock dropped 10% on Friday. They said those documents show that from at least 1971 to the early 2000s, the company's raw talc and finished powders sometimes tested positive for small amounts of asbestos, and that company executives, mine managers, scientists, doctors, and lawyers fretted over the problem and how to address it while they failed to disclose it to the regulators or to the public. The documents also depict successful efforts to influence U.S. regulators' plans to limit asbestos and cosmetic talc products and to limit scientific research on the health effects of talc. Does this sound familiar? You have people who are making billions of dollars of profits a year, they know that there is harmful contaminants in some of their products. They're very worried about it. You have doctors, you have scientists, you have research people, you have lawyers, and they're all passing information back and forth. How do we hide this from the public? Eventually, these types of things tend to come out. And I think there's an application to vaccines here as well. And I'll tell you why in just a minute. I want to point out, too, that the earliest mentions of this, most of the stuff stems from about 1971, 1972 to the early 2000s. But they have understanding that they have asbestos in their talc going back to 1957 and 1958. They knew about this for a very, very long time. In 1976, as the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, the FDA, was weighing limits on asbestos and cosmetic talc products, Johnson & Johnson assured the regulator that no asbestos was detected in any sample of talc. produced between December 1972 and October 1973. And they said most of the internal test reports that Reuters reviewed did not find asbestos. Only a tiny fraction of them, however, were tested. And so here's a situation where it is a small amount of asbestos that's in it. Not all of the samples are contaminated with it. And they're able to call off government regulation. To me, that sounds exactly like what we see happening all the time with vaccines. You know, the story came out on Friday. Kudos to the Drudge Report for putting up these two stories right next to each other. Over 40% of Americans say no to flu vaccinations. And then right underneath it, Hulk actor Lou Ferrigno hospitalized after a botched vaccine. The vaccine was for pneumonia. Now, he didn't have a reaction to the vaccine itself, but to the way that it was administered, the way the shot was administered. Just another risk that you might think about with that. But again, people under the age of 45 were the least likely to be vaccinated. Top three reasons, they didn't want the shot. Bad side effects, thinking they might get the flu from the shot. Actually, it's from a weakened immune system. Or thinking it doesn't work. Yeah, well, how about all of the above? We'll be right back.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the info war to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today. The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2 that's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
In the last few months, you have seen InfoWars offer the biggest sales in our history. Now, we've sold out of some of our best-selling items, but we've still got most of our best-selling items in. That's why I am extending the 12 days of Christmas for four more days, because we're guaranteed up to about the 19th to be able to ship to anybody in the continental United States before Christmas at InfoWarsStore.com. But get your orders in. Don't fight those crowds and support the InfoWar. All the sales the last 12 days, 50 to 75% off, is back. Free shipping is still there. Double Patriot points. And we have even bigger sales on four new items. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, Myco ZX, the t-shirts, all of it. Just go check out the sales. There's too many to break them all down. Get your orders in by the 19th so you're guaranteed to get it on or before Christmas. And thank you again all for your support. We're extending this sale until the 19th, but InfoWars is in your hands. And again, whatever you do, just spread the word about InfoWars.com, and we're going to beat the globalists together. Thank you.
I don't have to tell our listeners and viewers how important InfoWars is in the fight against the anti-human globalists. So I'm going to say it short and sweet. We need your support now more than ever. You've come through 1,000 times, so I'm not bitching at you. I'm just simply telling you, we are in the thick of the battle now. The attacks on InfoWars have become absolutely exponential, and down the road, we probably will get destroyed. But I know, and God has really put it on my heart, that we've got to maintain the fight as hard as possible and go through as much as we can to be an example to others and carry out critical operations ahead of whatever happens. But I want to be strong in this fight. I need to be provisioned, and I'm willing to stand against Hillary and Soros and the Rothschilds and all these devil worshipers. But I need your prayers. I need you to spread the articles and videos. I need you to give us financial support right now. We make it easy. Do your Christmas shopping with us, not with the globalists and not with Bezos and Amazon, and you'll help provision us. We've got a bunch of huge deals, InfoWarsStore.com, so please take action right now.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Friday, over 40% of Americans say no to the flu vaccine. And this is happening even though the CDC is stepping up the histrionics. Oh, millions of people died last year. Well, people understand that the flu vaccine carries its own risks. All vaccines do. And they also understand that it's not very effective. And for the life of me, I cannot understand why, even if somebody thought that this was safe, thought that it was effective, that they would be getting the flu shots in all the various places that I see it offered. I mean, it's almost like, you know, get a free flu shot with a full tank of gas, you know, and you got Junior Samples over here. It's going to shoot you up with a flu vaccine. We just had Lou Ferrigno wind up in the hospital because of a botched vaccination. And this was not the substance that they injected into him, but how they injected it. There's a condition that's called SIRVA, S-I-R-V-A. It stands for shoulder injuries related to vaccine administration. Just another one of the risks. Instead of hitting the muscle, they hit a fluid-filled sac that was higher up. Caused him a great deal of stress. Fill in the blanks about the Incredible Hulk. But he had lost his hearing from an ear infection earlier on in his life, and I imagine he was very susceptible to the over-the-top warnings from the CDC, pushing their business. It is their business to vaccinate people. They have billions of dollars tied up in that business. And they are telling people, like Lou Ferrigno, he's 67 years old, they're telling people who are 65 years and older, get two pneumonia vaccines. You all need to get two pneumonia vaccines. So if you go to the doctor, they're all going to tell you, you got to get vaccinated for pneumonia. Why? Well, because the CDC says so, because the CDC sells it. They have a conflict of interest, don't they? When you look at the CDC purchasing over $5 billion a year in vaccines from big pharmaceutical companies, do you think that they might have a conflict of interest? $5.1 billion worth of vaccines purchased in 2018. In 2019, it's estimated that they're going to purchase $5.4 billion worth of vaccines. And they are responsible, supposedly, for doing research on vaccine safety. But, of course, as we also saw with a recent lawsuit, Del Bigtree came on this program, talked about it, how he was involved with Robert Kennedy Jr. They tried to get information from Health and Human Services. Remember back in 1986 when we gave the pharmaceutical companies and the vaccine industry immunity from lawsuits because so many people were being injured with vaccinations that they said it would put them out of business if they didn't have immunity? Maybe you don't remember that. I didn't remember that because they did a pretty good job of hiding it from everybody. So while the CDC is telling everybody there's absolutely no risks to vaccines, they're perfectly safe, and the mainstream media, who is funded by big pharmaceutical companies, just like CDC is making profits from them, the CDC is telling you no problem. The news media is telling you no problem, in the same way they did with Johnson & Johnson since the 1950s. And now you've got 11,700 people suing them for cancer. And how do they push back against this? They call it, just like Johnson & Johnson replied to the Reuters story, they said this is an absurd conspiracy theory. They say the same things that they do about vaccination. It's an absurd conspiracy theory. How in the world for decades. Could you have global regulators, scientists and universities and laboratories and the companies that are profiting from this? How could they all be conspiring together to lie to you and do things that are going to harm your health and the health of your children? Yes, how indeed. It is a pattern, isn't it? It's not a crazy situation. They said the CDC is the largest purchaser of vaccines in the world, but they say it's a critical part of the program. On their own website, the CDC says that their immunization safety office identifies possible vaccine side effects and conducts studies to determine whether health problems are caused by vaccines. Data shows that the current U.S. vaccine supply is the safest in history. All of that is a blatant lie. How do I know that? Well, we know that because in that lawsuit, they had to file a lawsuit because they wouldn't turn over the information. When they got immunity in 1986, they were told that the CDC and HHS were going to collect information and they were going to monitor vaccine safety and they were going to make suggestions about improvements to it and so forth and so on. And so Del Bigtree and RFK Jr. and others said, show us what you've collected over the past 30 plus years. And they said, no, we're not going to give it to you. Why is that? I mean, they put up on their website, the CDC, that they're monitoring this, and they have the data that shows that we have the safest vaccine supply in history. So if you're doing such a great job, why are you hiding it? Why don't you put it out there for everybody to see? They had to sue them. And when they sued them in court, HHS admitted, we haven't collected any data. So if the CDC says we've got all this data and we're the safest in history, they are outright lying to you. Outright lying to you. Here's a couple more data points here. Japan has the lowest infant mortality rate, and they don't have, and it got low after they banned mandatory vaccinations. They said, we're not going to mandate this to anybody. We're not going to let government at any level mandate vaccinations. And what happened? They had the lowest infant mortality rate because many people believe that it is the factor in sudden infant death syndrome. Where do we have the highest infant mortality rate? Well, that would be in Mississippi, where they do mandate infant vaccinations. And on and on. We've got the research that's been put out by Dr. Brian Hooker showing that CDC is covering up MMR vaccine links to autism and African-American boys and other issues. It is a pattern of behavior. So why would we expect that this situation coming out of Johnson & Johnson and the talc powder, why would that be dismissed as an absurd conspiracy theory that would require the regulatory capture of government agencies by the companies that are making obscene profits, especially when some of these oversight agencies themselves are making billions of dollars and not just the big pharmaceutical companies? As Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has said, the CDC is a vaccine company. It's not an independent agency. And now they're going to step it up in other areas. We've talked for a long time. Oh, you got that absurd conspiracy theory about chemtrails. When they're having conferences every year, not even talking about how they would do it or whether they could do it, but who gets to set the temperature? Who gets to set the worldwide thermostat? And now we have Bill Gates is going to kick in some money for them to admit that they're going to start doing this in 2019. Now they're going to openly do it in your face. What was once dismissed as a conspiracy theory will now be done publicly in your face. Just like they used to say, oh, there's nobody listening to you or listening to your phone or watching anything you do. All that stuff is just a wild-eyed conspiracy theory by these tinfoil hat paranoid types. They think that we're actually watching them. And then we found out, oh, yeah, actually they've been doing that. And they've been doing it not going back to the creation of geospatial intelligence in the late 1990s, going all the way back to even before they had the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. They were spying on people even when they had crude telephones. They were spying on people. So this is another one of these wild conspiracy theories.
In the last few months, InfoWars has been escalating our sales to clear out inventory of many of our best-selling items. And then I came up with the idea last week. Let's not just extend the sale of free shipping store-wide, 50 to 75% off, double Patriot points. Let's extend that sale, but also add a free gift with every order. Even if it's a tube of fluoride-free, colloidal silver, iodine-fortified super blue, you'll get a free gift of a best-selling T-shirt while supplies last. And what I mean by that is everyone will get a T-shirt, but these are going to be selling out. So whatever you order that day, they'll be the shirt of the day that's there until it sells out. Then there'll be another shirt that goes up for the next group of orders. So in the next 12 days, we are going to have beyond any other sale we've ever had. So this is a loss leader. We are losing money on this. This is our biggest sell ever. Get your free gift, your free shipping, everything, and don't fight the crowds. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. God bless you, and thank you for your support. In the last few months, you have seen InfoWars offer the biggest sales in our history. Now, we've sold out of some of our best-selling items, but we've still got most of our best-selling items in. That's why I am extending the 12 days of Christmas for four more days, because we're guaranteed up to about the 19th to be able to ship to anybody in the continental United States before Christmas at InfoWarsStore.com. But get your orders in. Don't fight those crowds and support the InfoWar. All the sales the last 12 days, 50 to 75% off, is back. Free shipping is still there. Double Patriot points. And we have an even bigger sales on four new items. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, Myco ZX, the t-shirts, all of it. Just go check out the sales. There's too many to break them all down. Get your orders in by the 19th. So you're guaranteed to get it on or before Christmas. And thank you again all for your support. We are extending this sale until the 19th, but InfoWars is in your hands. And again, whatever you do, just spread the word about InfoWars.com, and we're going to beat the globalists together. Thank you.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was, in fact, unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply. But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
InfoWars has been proven absolutely on target about world government, the attack on the family, the eugenics operations, the whole thing. We've been proven dead on. You've been proven dead on as supporters and listeners of this broadcast. You've been the men and women in the arena, and I really do thank you and salute you all. Words are not enough. Think about, of all the different systems, of all the different political ideologies, you have been on target promoting Americana and Renaissance, an open free society against the globalists and the dominant world force. They've created their Tower of Babel with a bunch of people that can't communicate with each other. But we have cut right to the chase. Human liberty, a pro-human future versus the globalist anti-human future. And that's why I want to thank you all and ask you now more than ever to remember that InfoWars really is your baby. I am in your hands. And we're under unprecedented attack, and we just need you to go to InfoWarsStore.com and do your Christmas shopping there and get the best deals ever and fund the InfoWar, a true 360 win.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Listen out to me. If you want to be with the right religion, enlightened and so free, Iraq there for a start. Being Christian isn't smart. They may burn down your churches or stab you through the heart. Jihad bills, jihad bills, jihad all the way. Oh, what fun with a knife or gun, a Christian guy to slay. Oh, jihad bills, coming up your way. Oh, what fun, look what we've done from Paris to Norway.
There we go. Yeah, Jihad Bells. Remember that from 2012? Been around for a while. Go ahead and take that down. Of course, a parody, but it really has become true, hasn't it? I mean, that was done back in 2012, and now they've essentially shut down Christmas markets across Europe. There was a tweet from Voice of Europe this weekend that I retweeted, and they showed a picture, December in Europe. They show Belgium burning because that's people that are riding there over the UN migration pact. They show people revolting in France, but then they also show an empty Christmas market in Germany shut down because people are afraid to go there. And then they show one bright spot there in Poland. Why? Because the people in Poland refuse to buy into this UN migration stuff. And they refuse to be gaslighted into hating their own culture and their own country. Unlike the rest of Europe. Unlike the United States for the most part. Frankly. Look at Sweden, for example. Christmas is now being called a winter celebration, reports Pamela Geller. They want to avoid offending Muslims. Because, you know, we don't want to have jihad bells there. Security is high to avoid being killed by Muslims. Now, she points out, Islamization is dismantling Western civilization day by day, piece by piece, tradition by tradition, and freedom by freedom. That's absolutely true. Long-time customs are being altered. Christmas becomes a winter celebration. Christmas markets and celebrations. Music festivals are being canceled everywhere, while Ramadan and iftar rituals are being imposed on non-Muslim nations. Nobody has a problem with the fact that these types of things are being imposed on us. That's, again, the double standard. You can tell when somebody is trying to alter your culture. They demonize one thing that is being done by one part of the culture, or actually the traditional stuff, and then they impose a new thing on you and tell you must celebrate that, or you are hateful and xenophobic. It's a surefire giveaway. Christmas is now being called a winter celebration in the Swedish media, and the Swedes are sick of it. And some of them have taken to Twitter. They said, so now Christmas is called a winter celebration in Malmo? There you have it. I'm waiting to open my winter presents lying under my winter tree. They have now, in that particular town in Sweden, they have moved it from one square to another so they can have more security. Why would they need more security? Why do they have a situation now, again, 6 years after that parody song was done? This has become a regular occurrence. It took about 4 years for that to happen the first time, and now it's happening all the time, as we just saw in France 2 weekends ago. Others said, will you replace Ramadan with a starvation celebration in order not to trigger Christians, or only Muslims being violated? Another Twitter response. How to avoid attacks from Muslims. Number one, call Christmas a winter celebration in order not to upset Muslims. And two, if they still want to kill us, we can add concrete blocks and other Islamic decor to the square. How did we get here? Yes, how indeed. Well, I'll tell you how we did. Through a UN agenda. As I pointed out at the beginning of the program, we have our first Muslim woman elected to Congress, Ilhan Omar from Minnesota, trolled Mike Pence when he was sitting at that meeting where President Trump was arguing with Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer over the border. And Pence just sat there quietly. At one point, they took a still of him and he had his eyes closed. I don't know if he closed his eyes or they just happened to snap a video of him while he was blinking. But she tweets that out and says, Jesus, take the wheel. They said, are you mocking Christians? I don't think so much that she was mocking Christians as she was just coming from her liberal bias. But think about it, if they had put a picture of her or some Muslim woman wearing a hijab up and put something up, Muhammad, peace be upon us, or something, you know, and when there was a debate going on somewhere. Oh, they would have a fit with that, wouldn't they? See, that's the double standard that we see all the time from these people. But as they're pointing out on Breitbart, she may not have been reflecting a religious prejudice of her own, but rather just the generic prejudice against Christians that are held by the left. And as New American points out, when you take a look at what the left is doing, the secular left, the satanic left in many cases, because you got the satanic temple trying to get attention for themselves. It's just like one guy. Lucian Greaves, I think. That's not even his real name. It's his stage name. And he's staged a lot of events. And what they're trying to do as he puts up in one of these places where they had a, I think it was a Ten Commandments thing, or it might have just been a Christmas tree, but they put up a sculpture. He called it Snaketivity, and he referenced, actually, the biblical account of the Garden of Eden. So he's got a hand holding an apple and a snake wrapped around it, and saying, knowledge is the greatest gift. And so, as they point out, they've had all over the different areas. We've got Flying Spaghetti Monster in Florida, Festivus Pole put up in another place, an atheist group with a winter solstice banner. So what is going on with this, as they point out in the New American, is that these people, even though these things look like jokes, what they're really trying to do is to purge out of the public square any expression of religion. Because they really are jokes. They're really just trolling people. It's a parody of religion. It's not their religion. And yet, when this comes up in discussions or in litigation, we always have to pretend that these people are serious about their religion. And so they ask in the New American, is this something that the founding fathers would have supported? If you have a flying spaghetti monster thing put up at the same time somebody's got a Christmas or a Hanukkah tradition up there? Of course not. They've got a sign at one of these places where they put up one of these trolling displays. In Illinois, they had a sign next to it that said, it's required by the First Amendment to allow temporary public displays in the state capitol. Well, I don't know that they do that with Christianity, do they, in schools? I mean, you can't have a lot of things in schools. As a matter of fact, we've got a lot of principals that are going around purging even secular symbols like Santa Claus and so forth out of the public square. But they also go on to say that the Supreme Court has held that public officials may legally impose reasonable time, place, and manner restrictions regarding displays and speeches. So why don't they do that? Why don't they say, this is not a reasonable time, place, or manner for you to put this up? Because we understand what you're doing. You're not really seriously trying to exercise your religion. This is a joke. It is a satire. It is a mockery. While Christian and Jews have long celebrated religious holidays in December, other religions don't. And they point out the New American, this is especially true of the Satanic Temple, which isn't even celebrating an event lifted up in the tenets, the practices, or the texts of its beliefs, if they even have any. And this is basically just a PR stunt from this one guy. Therefore, the whole requirement that its snake be displayed alongside a menorah or a creche is wholly bogus. And it is. It's completely bogus, folks. But when we come back, I'm going to talk about a real Christmas celebration that is happening somewhere that you wouldn't expect. In Damascus. Damascus, Syria. You know, we had Easter celebrated for the first time this last spring in Syria after 7 years of civil war. And now, in Damascus, they are celebrating Christmas for the first time in many, many years. It's good that we have ISIS, our allies, are being destroyed in those areas. Because, of course, we created ISIS, we equipped ISIS, we helped them to get into those areas. But we are not leaving. We're there. We're occupying that country. Did you know that America is there? That America doesn't have any plans on leaving? We don't have a definition for the mission either. Stay with us.
Years ago, InfoWars Life created the powerful MycoZX formula to help you combat internal yeast. As the years went on and more toxins were pumped into the environment, our team knew we had to create a bigger and better formula to help support your gut health. MycoZX Plus is the result of the search for that formula, a unique natural formula designed to support the body's natural cleansing of yeast and fungal organisms. There's no better product to help your body fight back. MycoZX Plus helps support a healthy microbial balance in the body, supports your digestive tract, and addresses the intestinal yeast that can cause you problems if it goes unchecked. Powered by an impressive list of ingredients, including grapefruit seed extract, Pau d'Arco bark, and grape seed extract, our formula is fueled by ingredients that stood the test of time as powerful micro-balancing properties. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved MycoZX Plus today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our immune support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend Coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee bean. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend Coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
We all know the importance of fish oils. While we are sure to provide them for ourselves, it's just as important to make sure your kids get their EPA and DHA too. Honor Roll is a powerful DHA fish oil formula for your child. Built from the ground up to support your child's development, this formula uses wild anchovy fish oil, ultra-purified krill oil, and wild salmon fish oil with vitamins to boost your child's mind and body. With this fish oil formula, you can support your child's optimal heart, joint, cognitive, and brain health while providing DHA, which has been shown to be essential for your child's brain growth spurts. Built on powerful ingredients with 580 milligrams of high DHA omega-3s, this formula is highly refined to eliminate nearly all heavy metals. If you're looking for a formula to help your child grow, look no further. Try Honor Roll. From InfoWars Life at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. They are ringing the Christmas bells in Damascus, Syria, for the first time in many, many years. And this is something, as I retweeted this story, I commented and said, after the CIA stopped arming ISIS in Syria, Aleppo celebrated their first Easter in 7 years of spring. Now Damascus is celebrating Christmas. It must be giving Nikki Haley and Theresa May and the neocon military-industrial complex fits to see peace breaking out in various places. They don't want to see this happen. And of course, there's no plans on us leaving Syria. Did you know that we have troops in Syria? Did you know that we occupy about a third of that country? Did you know that even the Pentagon is asking, what is the mission? Why are we still there? We're going to talk about that, what's going on with their Christmas, in just a moment. Before we do, real quickly, I want to tell you about our 12 days of Christmas sale. We have now, we had a different special every day, but of course we've had free shipping up to 75% off store-wide, double Patriot points, many other discounts there. Every order you get a free t-shirt, but we've now brought back all of the 24-hour specials, and you can get all of those now at the site. Here are some of them. Brainforce Plus, 55% off. The Ultimate Bone Broth, 55% off. Silver Bullet, our colloidal silver, that is 60% off. Knockout, our all-natural sleep aid, 60% off. Bod Ease, that is our all natural turmeric plus some other natural ingredients to enhance the uptake of the turmeric. It's an anti-inflammatory. We call it Bod Ease. It's 60% off. We have Alpha Power and Real Red Pill, both 60% off. Many other specials, as I point out, free shipping store-wide, double Patriot points. That's our discount reward system, and a free t-shirt with every order at InfoWarsStore.com. We really do appreciate and need your support. All right, let's talk about what's going on in Damascus. As Reuters points out, Christmas decorations are going up for the first time in years in a Damascus neighborhood that was a front line in Syria's war until government forces wiped out the last rebel enclaves in the capital earlier this year. And remember, we had Nikki Haley and Theresa May working very hard to make sure that that didn't happen. They created and concocted all kinds of narratives about false flag gas attacks so that we would have an excuse to send even more troops into Syria, so that we would operate as the air force for al-Qaeda. Of course, they call them ISIS there. We've been fighting against our government being the ally, being the mentor, being the supplier of ISIS now for 5 years. I think the first time they had one of these false flag gas attacks was back in 2013. But now they've been able to defeat them in those areas. They say Christmas preparations this year are more than excellent. There are no mortars anymore, said one of the shop owners in the district. They even have musicians with a local scouting troupe preparing for a Christmas march, not seen for years. I mean, this place is, they got Boy Scouts and Christmas parades in Syria, and we have to destroy that country? It's the same people who are trying to destroy all those things in our country, folks, the globalists. They say, we're so happy the children can now come again to church without worrying for their safety, and the parents feel more reassured. Last year, we didn't dare walk in the streets. We had no electricity. There were no lights. There were no decorations. Why? Because we were working with the same jihadis to overthrow and destroy their country that they are working with to, that they're importing into our countries to destroy Christmas markets throughout Europe, to attack Christmas shoppers and other people here in our country. And yet, we look at all these different false flag efforts to try to step up our involvement there for regime change. And did you realize that we really are already there? See, this is something that hasn't been talked about by the mainstream media. I wasn't even aware until I saw this article how much of Syria we control. The Washington Post just noted this week, U.S. troops will now stay in Syria indefinitely. Indefinitely. Controlling a third of the country and facing peril on many fronts. So if you have loved ones who are in the military who have been shipped off to Syria, you might want to know why their lives are being put in danger. You might want to know why, if they are killed or they lose limbs or are permanently altered, have their lives destroyed even if they are not killed, you might want to ask why. Like the forever war in Afghanistan, says Zero Hedge, we will be having the same discussion over the indefinite occupation of Syria stretching two decades from now. A new, unusually frank assessment in Stars and Stripes bluntly lays out the basic facts concerning the White House's decision to, quote-unquote, stay the course until the war's close. What does that mean? What does it mean when the war closes? Do we have a defining objective? Do we even know what the purpose is there? Were we attacked by somebody in Syria? I missed that part. So that's the only time that war is justified, is defending our homes. Anything else is a racket. It's organized crime. It is a criminal enterprise. And what we are involved in Syria is a criminal enterprise, and it's being furthered by President Trump. That decision now puts U.S. troops in overall control, says Stars and Stripes, perhaps indefinitely, in an area that is comprising nearly a third of Syria, a vast expanse of mostly desert terrain, roughly the size of Louisiana. The Pentagon does not say how many troops are there. Officially, the number is 503, but earlier this year, an official let slip that the true number may be closer to 4,000. A prior New Yorker piece described the U.S.-occupied area east of the Euphrates as an area about the size of Croatia, with no congressional vote no public debate, not even so much as an official presidential address to the nation. The U.S. is settling in for another endless occupation of sovereign foreign soil, while relying on the now very familiar authorization for the use of military force that they put in with 9/11. This is why we keep going back to the false flag of 9/11. With 9/11, they believe that they have set up a permanent, ongoing declaration of war worldwide, and they can go anywhere they want, as they pointed out, without a public debate, without a congressional vote, and without even a presidential declaration of what they're going to do. And, of course, this was started by Barack Obama. We have now President Trump continuing on with that policy. Like the American public and even some Pentagon officials of late, we've been pointing out for years regarding Afghanistan, do U.S. forces on the ground even know what the mission is? They said, according to Stars and Stripes, a dangerous cross-section of powder keg conflicts and geopolitical players means a new war is on the horizon. Stars and Stripes says whether their presence will risk becoming a magnet for regional conflict and insurgency is the question, as they look at the presence of American soldiers in Syria. The area is surrounded by powers that are hostile to both the U.S. presence and the aspirations of the Kurds, who for the time being are supposedly our allies there. The New Yorker says the U.S. has built a dozen or more bases, including four airfields. American-backed forces now control all of Syria east of the Euphrates, again, an area about the size of Croatia. But in September, the White House announced a realignment of its official priorities in Syria. And now, supposedly, the mission is to act as a bulwark against Iran's expanding influence. As Rand Paul said last week when they said they took the vote in the Senate, the first time they have invoked the War Powers Act since it was created in 1973. They didn't even invoke it then. Neither chamber of the Congress enacted it. So for the first time, you had the Senate pass it this time. And it's not going to even come up for a vote in the House. They made sure that wasn't going to happen. Paul Ryan and others. But the Senate passed a resolution saying they did not want to be involved in Saudi Arabia's war in Yemen. And Rand Paul said at the time, we're always told we got to do something about Iran. He said Iran is an issue. But he said Israel and Saudi Arabia are more than capable of handling their own defense. Do we need to stay in Syria forever? An American presence forever there? In Raqqa, the Stars and Stripes reports that the anger on the streets in Syria is palpable. Some residents are openly hostile to foreign visitors, which is rare in other towns and cities that have been freed from ISIS. Even those who support the presence of the U.S. military say that they are resentful that the U.S. and its partners in the anti-ISIS coalition that bombed the city aren't helping to rebuild it. They said, we don't want the Americans. This is an occupation. I don't know why they had to use such a huge number of weapons and destroy the city. Yes, ISIS was here, but we paid the price. And our indefinite occupation of those areas is why we can't win a war, why we haven't won a war since World War II. That and the bankruptcy of the morality and the legality of these wars. Yeah, they're turning the people against us.
InfoWars has been proven absolutely on target about world government, the attack on the family, the eugenics operations, the whole thing. We've been proven dead on. You've been proven dead on as supporters and listeners of this broadcast. You've been the men and women in the arena, and I really do thank you and salute you all. Words are not enough. Think about of all the different systems, of all the different political ideologies, you have been on target, promoting Americana and Renaissance, an open free society against the globalist and the dominant world force. They've created their Tower of Babel with a bunch of people that can't communicate with each other. But we have cut right to the chase. Human liberty, a pro-human future versus the globalist anti-human future. And that's why I want to thank you all and ask you now more than ever to remember that InfoWars really is your baby. I am in your hands. And we're under unprecedented attack, and we just need you to go to InfoWarsStore.com and do your Christmas shopping there and get the best deals ever and fund the InfoWar, a true 360 win.
In the last few months, you have seen InfoWars offer the biggest sales in our history. Now, we've sold out of some of our best-selling items, but we've still got most of our best-selling items in.
That's why I am extending the 12 days of Christmas for four more days, because we're guaranteed up to about the 19th to be able to ship to anybody in the continental United States before Christmas at InfoWarsStore.com. But get your orders in. Don't fight those crowds and support the InfoWar. All the sales the last 12 days, 50 to 75% off, is back. Free shipping is still there. Double Patriot points. And we have even bigger sales on four new items: Vitamin Mineral Fusion, Myco ZX, the t-shirts, all of it. Just go check out the sales. There's too many to break them all down. Get your orders in by the 19th, so you're guaranteed to get it on or before Christmas. And thank you again all for your support. We are extending this sale until the 19th, but InfoWars is in your hands. And again, whatever you do, just spread the word about InfoWars.com, and we're going to beat the globalists together. Thank you.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where those treetops.
Welcome back. We have, we may have the source, finally. We know who wrote this stuff. No, seriously, we may have the source of the dirty dossier, the P dossier. Maybe it is Nancy Pelosi, because she just said that meeting with Trump was like getting peed on by a skunk. So maybe she was the one who was imagining all that perverted stuff. I don't know. No, it was actually Fusion GPS. It was Langley and London Access, these people. But I think it, that kind of imagination, they would have had to go to somebody like Harvey Weinstein. I mean, he's made a lot of money writing filth like that. So, you know, you have the Democrats go to their big Democrat donors like Harvey Weinstein and work with the CIA and the British intelligence to concoct that nonsense. We'll talk a little bit about what's going on with the Mueller cartel, because there's been some updates on that. I just want to talk a little bit more about what's going on with war, because it's not just our continuing eternal presence in Afghanistan and Iraq, but now we have perhaps several thousand. They let it slip at the Pentagon that we got about 4,000 people in Syria, and they said we're going to be there forever. Basically, the Stars and Stripes military publication is looking at this and saying, what's going on? We don't have public debates anymore about what policy is. Why we're getting involved in a war, what it looks like to even win. We don't have a definition of that. We've just become an occupying force. We're no longer the policemen of the world. We are now the neo-colonialists policemen. I mean, we are the cop on the beat that's going to stay there forever. And it is starting to backfire on us even in Syria, in the areas that were under ISIS control, saying we want the Americans to go now. You know, there were under the thumb of ISIS, and certainly the Americans are not doing to them what the people are allies of the CIA. Understand, we have two different branches of government here. One branch was fighting ISIS to some degree for their own purposes. Another one was actually arming ISIS. And of course, we're there because we don't want this gas pipeline to go through there in competition with our pipeline. We don't want the Russian pipeline to go through. So that's why we brought so much of this misery to that area, I'm convinced. That's a key reason why we're there. Even the people who don't want to see ISIS prosper, and of course the CIA does. The CIA and the globalists would love to equip and train and import these jihadis. But as we see what's happening there in Syria, of course we now have people talking about the escalating war front there in Ukraine. You've got the Ukrainian president who is trying to push a war between the United States and Russia, or at least between NATO and Russia. And in an interview with Ann Garrison, a Hungarian scholar said that he thinks that there is now a 70% chance of a NATO-Russia war breaking out there at the border between Ukraine and Crimea. And he says the U.S. is ready to fight to the last Brit. In other words, the U.S. will use British soldiers to do their fighting. He says that because there's so much of a presence of special forces from the U.K. They are already the largest NATO military presence in Ukraine. And so that's why he's saying that the U.S. is ready to fight to the last Brit. But, of course, I've talked about little things that have been slipping out, ads looking for special contractors and special force people to go as contractors for NATO that are being placed here in American papers and American publications, trying to ramp up that conflict. Ann Garrison said, do all the hostilities between Ukraine and NATO, what do you think are the latest odds of a shooting war between NATO and Russia? If it hasn't started by the time this has been published. And he goes, well, several weeks ago when we first talked about it, I said 60%. Now I'd say maybe 70%. The problem is that Trump seems determined to be anti-Obama. You know what? If he's anti-Obama, you got to stop being on the side of the people who work for regime change in Syria and the people who are working for regime change in Ukraine. That's really the Obama policy, and that's what President Trump should reject. He did as a candidate.
In the last few months, InfoWars has been escalating our sales to clear out inventory of many of our best-selling items. And then I came up with the idea last week. Let's not just extend the sale of free shipping store-wide, 50 to 75% off, double Patriot points. Let's extend that sale, but also add a free gift with every order. Even if it's a tube of fluoride-free, colloidal silver, iodine-fortified super blue, you'll get a free gift of a best-selling T-shirt while supplies last. And what I mean by that is everyone will get a T-shirt, but these are going to be selling out. So whatever you order that day, there'll be the shirt of the day that's there until it sells out. And then there'll be another shirt that goes up for the next group of orders. So in the next 12 days, we are going to have beyond any other sale we've ever had. So this is a loss leader. We are losing money on this. This is our biggest sell ever. Get your free gift, your free shipping, everything. And don't fight the crowds. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. God bless you, and thank you for your support.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We had, about 2 weeks ago, we had the news that a Chinese scientist claimed to have created the first gene-edited human babies. And then he, after he did that startling announcement, because he hadn't done it with any kind of ethical procedures that the scientific community has requested be put in place. And they went to a conference a weekend following that and said, yeah, I did it with these humans, and I've got another case that's coming up as well. Shortly after that, he disappeared. Presumed to be under arrest by the Chinese government. His whereabouts remain unknown. They arrested him after that conference where he said, yeah, I did it again too, and I'm going to keep doing it and so forth. The people who were at the conference said, well, it's perfectly credible to believe that he's done this because he has presented papers in the past talking about his DNA experimentations, genetic modification of animals and so forth, which is allowed. They allow them to do anything that they wish to animals. But it is off limits to do it to humans and to do it to human babies. And there's a reason for that. And we'll tell you why in just a moment. But that was a bridge too far for many people. We see this essay coming out over the weekend, Wall Street Journal. They said, big tongues and extra vertebrae, the unintended consequences of animal gene editing. And so the problem is when you do gene experimentation on babies, they have so few cells that once you make those changes, those modifications will then become a part of that organism, that human, and they will be passed on to their offspring. You can do some temporary genetic treatment to adult humans and not change them into something else. As a matter of fact, so far the treatments that they've had that have been genetic, they only achieve temporary results. They have to be continuing to take that treatment over and over again because there's so many cells in the adult human that it doesn't change. And those changes, for better or worse, are not passed on to subsequent generations. But if you modify a human baby, a human embryo, then you have permanently altered everything downstream. you have changed what they call the seed. And those seed line changes are very different than somatic changes that are done to all the rest of the cells. And so when we look at what's going on here, this particular story, I think, really explains the danger of this. We look at all the talk about the CRISPR-Cas9 gene editing system, and you may imagine that it is a scalpel, but it's not. It's more like a chainsaw. And what they're starting to find out as they work with these animals and start genetically modifying the animals is just how much they don't know. As I pointed out in this Wall Street Journal story, they said the purported birth last month of the world's first gene-edited human babies, claimed by a Chinese scientist, spurred a wave of global outrage. And they said the recent proliferation of similar experiments on farm animals supports the concerns of people that we don't really know what we're doing. As one geneticist from China said, even the genes that we think we know very well, there's still a lot to learn. Here's an example of this. When Chinese researchers deleted a gene that limits muscle growth in mammals so that rabbits would grow leaner, their creations exhibited an unusual characteristic. They had enlarged tongues. When they tried similar things on Chinese pigs, it led to some of them developing additional vertebrae. Gene-edited calves died prematurely in Brazil and in New Zealand. And so what they're doing is, in many cases, you've probably seen picture after picture of muscle-bound animals, you know, dogs, cattle, other things. Some of that is done with drugs, with steroids and things like that, but some of it is done with genetic modification. And what they found as they were working on these genetic modifications, for example, this particular one where they got the extra vertebrae, they had isolated a gene that they called MSTN. After they deleted that gene, and that gene limits how large muscles grow in mammals because they didn't want to have a limit to the muscles because they wanted to generate more meat. So they deleted that gene, and then they came up with a line of animals, and they found that this line of animals, even though they had more meat and the meat was 12% leaner, they also found that they had an extra spinal bone, an extra thoracic vertebrae. They said, we don't know why. In other words, the operation was successful, but not only did they get extra muscles, but they started growing extra bones. And so they theorized that maybe this gene also contributes to skeletal formation. Maybe it doesn't only limit muscle formation, but maybe it also limits some of the bones that you don't want to have. And he said, but it looks like the pigs are still safe to eat, even though they have a fading in color after we cook them. So this is the problem, folks. As you read all these stories about how they're going to grow meat in the labs and so forth, and how they're going to modify humans and animals, they're going to get super soldiers. I think that's one of the reasons that they are working so hard in China and elsewhere on taking away the limitations on muscle growth. I really do think that they're trying to create super soldiers. Maybe they already have. Who knows what they're doing? And they don't know what they're doing. They said when DNA is cut, a lot of odd things can happen. You need to understand that, you know, when we look at DNA, I've said before, and I think it's a good way to remember this. So when we look at DNA, it is a computer program. It is a very dense code, a very dense language. It tells us that there was an intelligence behind it. Crick and Watson, when they discovered DNA, basically stopped being evolutionists. They realized that this was very sophisticated. It was very much design. There was information and design as a part of this. But, of course, they could not acknowledge the existence of God. So they said, well, we think this was brought here and created by aliens. So they started talking about panspermia and so forth. Well, who created the intelligent aliens? Oh, I guess they just happened, right? And when we look at even this CRISPR-Cas9, this is not, like you might imagine, some kind of microscopic or nano-level little surgical knife that's going in there and making a precise cut that's being operated by humans, remote-controlled, kind of like they imagined in Jurassic Park. Now, the CRISPR-Cas9, they say, they always talk about being a tool. It's actually a bacteria. And as Steve Quayle pointed out when I interviewed him, he said, you know, he lives up in Montana, not too far from Yellowstone. He said it wasn't really too far from here. He said it was actually a bacteria that they found in one of the geysers. You know, when they have the different colors at different levels, that's because of different bacteria and algae that grow at these different levels. They actually found at a very specific level, at a very specific temperature, they identified a bacteria that could defend itself against viruses by doing genetic manipulation. It would cut out part of the virus that came there. It would even save a part of that and recognize that. So it created its own little library of the viruses that it had fought and destroyed. Now, when you look at that and you look at DNA, how can you not realize that DNA should stand for designed and not accidental? When you have something as complex as DNA, and it is the most complex and dense system of encoding that we've ever found, more efficient than anything that man has ever devised. When you see that, and when you see the bacteria that can identify and defend and create a library, these tiny organisms, which is one or two, you know, some of them, they call them protozoa. That's what they said. Well, that's the first life. Well, it turns out that, you know, when you can do things like that in single-cell organisms, they're far more complicated than anybody wants to imagine. And we don't really know what we're doing. When they make those cuts, even if they get those cuts precise using the tool that God created, sometimes they get changes further downstream. And they don't even understand the full effects of the genes that they're taking out. That is the real danger. That, I think, is even more dangerous than AI.
In the last few months, you have seen InfoWars offer the biggest sales in our history. Now, we've sold out of some of our best-selling items, but we've still got most of our best-selling items in. That's why I am extending the 12 days of Christmas for four more days, because we're guaranteed up to about the 19th to be able to ship to anybody in the continental United States before Christmas at InfoWarsStore.com. But get your orders in. Don't fight those crowds and support the InfoWar. All the sales the last 12 days, 50 to 75% off, is back. Free shipping is still there. Double Patriot points. And we have even bigger sales on four new items. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, Myco ZX, the t-shirts, all of it. Just go check out the sales. There's too many to break them all down. Get your orders in by the 19th, so you're guaranteed to get it on or before Christmas. And thank you again all for your support. We are extending this sale until the 19th, but InfoWars is in your hands. And again, whatever you do, just spread the word about InfoWars.com, and we're going to beat the globalists together. Thank you.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
Everybody knows it. History documents it. But there is a cult in every culture and every system throughout history that wants to hurt children. They want to abort children. They want to disease children. They want to abuse children. They want to confuse children. They want their essence. They want their soul. They want their spirit. They want their power, because they are our future. And this Christmas, remember, it is about Jesus Christ, the ultimate sacrifice. It is about the West. And it is about a human future and standing with each other and believing in a better future. So I just want to thank you all for your support. And I want to ask you all to pray for your own family, to pray for America, to pray for President Trump, and to pray for InfoWars. And to remember that you have the power to change the world. You have the power to override the censors. You have the power to stop the globalists dead in their tracks. And I know you've been taking action, and I salute you, but just remember, I know you're humble, but just remember, you hold the future of this planet and the universe in your hands.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Segment. We have a report about a pro-family activist in Canada that is under a bizarre nationwide arrest warrant. Why? Because he passed out what they consider to be anti-LGBT flyers. And so we're going to be talking about the case of Bill Whatcott when we come back. And we'll be talking to the reporter who's been writing about his story. Before we do, real quickly, and I've got some gun control news that I want to give you that's been on my desk since last Thursday, and I want to get to this as well as some guides on where to go Christmas shopping. Of course, we certainly could use your support if you're still looking for gifts. It's time to think about what you can do to help educate your family about preparedness as well as about health. Talked earlier in the program about the many threats to your health. You know, there's a lot of conditions just in the water that you drink. So many times the government that is tasked with overseeing the safety of our food, the safety of our drugs, the safety of our water, knows about contamination and all of those things and doesn't tell anybody about it for years and years. At that point, it may be too late for you or your family. We're seeing that now in the particular circumstances of Johnson & Johnson and the baby powder issues. After they covered up all that information, after the regulatory agencies worked with them to cover up that, for decades, it is now starting to come out. And there are many other things that you need to be aware of, but just things that you can do to help your body, to strengthen your immune system, because there's so many different things that are in the food supply, medicines, other things that are going to take down your immune system at this time of year. It's very critical for that. So we've got a lot of products at InfoWarsStore.com. We have massive sales going on right now for Christmas time. We've got up to 75% off. We have free shipping store-wide, double Patriot points. That's our reward system, our discount system. And we have all of our daily specials are back. You know, we had a lot of 24-hour specials as part of our 12 days of Christmas. Now they are all here. We've got Brain Force Plus, 55% off. Ultimate Bone Broth, 55% off. Super Male and Super Female Vitality, 55% off. Silver Bullet, 60% off. Bod Ease, that's our turmeric. Of course, you know, turmeric is very, very effective, natural ingredient to control inflammation. But, of course, Bod Ease has many other things to help turmeric be absorbed by your body, to help it work more effectively. Bod Ease, 60% off. We have the Real Red Pill and many Super Blue products. We have the fluoride-free toothpaste and mouthwash, all of those 60% off. Immune Gargle Spray, 60% off. Our Natural Sleep Aid Knockout, 60% off. Again, 75% off some items, free shipping store-wide, double Patriot points, and you get a free T-shirt with every order. Take a look at what we have at InfoWarsStore.com. Give the gift of health and preparedness. help to educate people in your family that may not be thinking about their health and what goes into their body or what they put into their body. Help them to think about that this time of year. Here's a company that you might think about when you're doing your Christmas shopping. Dick's Sporting Goods. Dick's Sporting Goods. They're having to close 35 stores across 18 states. Why? Because they put politics ahead of profits. These are the people who, as you remember, earlier this year decided that they would, back in February, they even said they anticipated that they would have sales that would be slumping because they said they were not going to sell any assault-style rifles. Well, that's fine, you know. Going to boycott that, make sure that you can't get that. Well, sure, a lot of people will take their business elsewhere, but they went beyond that even. They hired lobbyists in Washington to lobby against your ability to protect yourself with weapons. Your God-given rights of self-defense. They wanted to shut that down. They wanted to shut down the Second Amendment. They wanted to encourage Congress and lobby them and pay for lobbyists to infringe on your God-given rights. And so you got Dick's chief financial officer made it clear that no more of the company's field and stream stores would be built. The CEO, Edward Stack, went even further. He floated the option of closing field and stream stores that already exist. So they're going to close 35 stores across 18 states. Dick's failing. They explained the corporate gun control that they adopted caused these slumping sales. They said, what we said is we would not sell any of the assault-style rifles. We wouldn't sell high-capacity magazines. We'd never sold bump stocks, which turn a semi-automatic weapon into basically an automatic weapon, and we wouldn't sell firearms to anyone under 21 years of age. And people said, guess what? We don't want to buy any of the other stuff that you sell either. As my son said, not only that, their prices are too high. About twice as much as they are at other places for the equivalent stuff. So they decide they would invest in lobbyists. They don't care about making money. They've got an agenda to push. In that respect, they're very much like the Silicon Valley companies that are going out of their way. I mean, we stop and think about the fact that companies like Facebook and Twitter have always pushed engagement. They've always tried to encourage you to stay on their sites as much as possible. And yet, now they have pursued, out of a political agenda, they pursued a policy where they're just wiping people off for absolutely no reason and applying it in an unequal way, of course. You know, things that get conservatives thrown off, liberals do the exact same thing and they don't throw them off. They promote them. The Third Circuit Court of Appeals has now told owners that they must turn in their gun magazines in New Jersey. And as many people are asking, will you comply? In a 2-1 decision, a panel of the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Third Circuit refused to stop the enforcement of New Jersey's 10-round magazine ban. The majority, in an opinion by Judge Schwartz and joined by Judge Greenaway, both appointed by Obama, held that the ban did not violate the Second Amendment because it reasonably advanced the state's interest in reducing mass shootings. There you go. What is it about shall not infringe that they don't understand? You understand, I hope, that when they use the words infringement, you know, when you look at the First and Second Amendment, First Amendment, they said, Congress shall make no law, period, that abridged the free exercise of religion or freedom of speech and the press and so forth. But when they talked about the Second Amendment, they didn't put it that way. They figured that you wouldn't have a situation where they just come in and pass a law and say, we're taking your stuff. Because people would fight. And so they figured it would be a gradual infringement. They would, just like you move a fence onto somebody's property line and you leave it there for a while, and then under the color of law, that then becomes your property because people accepted that. That's the way they slice away your rights, bit by bit. And the judge that was appointed by President Trump authored a forceful dissent. He said the majority refused to apply standard constitutional principles to the case, instead treated the Second Amendment differently than any other constitutional right. They treated it as inferior. They watered it down. In other words, they infringed it. And so the question is New Jersey going to go house to house to take guns? Certainly sounds like it. They said, we will not discuss enforcement strategy. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
In the last few months, InfoWars has been escalating our sales to clear out inventory of many of our best-selling items. And then I came up with the idea last week. Let's not just extend the sale of free shipping store-wide, 50 to 75% off, double Patriot points. Let's extend that sale, but also add a free gift with every order. Even if it's a tube of fluoride-free, colloidal silver, iodine-fortified super blue, you'll get a free gift of a best-selling T-shirt while supplies last. And what I mean by that is everyone will get a T-shirt, but these are going to be selling out. So whatever you order that day, there'll be the shirt of the day that's there until it sells out. And then there'll be another shirt that goes up for the next group of orders. So in the next 12 days, we are going to have beyond any other sale we've ever had. So this is a loss leader. We are losing money on this. This is our biggest sell ever. Get your free gift, your free shipping, everything. And don't fight the crowds. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. God bless you, and thank you for your support.
InfoWars has been proven absolutely on target about world government, the attack on the family, the eugenics operations, the whole thing. We've been proven dead on. You've been proven dead on as supporters and listeners of this broadcast. You've been the men and women in the arena, and I really do thank you and salute you all. Words are not enough. Think about, of all the different systems, of all the different political ideologies, you have been on target promoting Americana and Renaissance, an open free society against the globalists and the dominant world force. They've created their Tower of Babel with a bunch of people that can't communicate with each other. But we have cut right to the chase. Human liberty, a pro-human future versus the globalist anti-human future. And that's why I want to thank you all and ask you now more than ever to remember that InfoWars really is your baby. I am in your hands. And we're under unprecedented attack, and we just need you to go to InfoWarsStore.com and do your Christmas shopping there and get the best deals ever and funding InfoWar, a true 360 win.
Please, whatever you do, realize that we're all getting punched drunk to the censorship. And you saw 18 Twitter accounts, they say, affiliated with InfoWars. Yeah, some of them were like little side accounts. They know we had like InfoWars Store that just showed our products. But they just banned them all yesterday in punishment that I be at a Trump rally and be mobbed by all these folks that loved us. Your excitement about America, your excitement about this broadcast is what brought the country and the world back from the brink. But the globalists now want to target where the resistance came from so that we're not pesky in the future. I want to be troublesome and pesky. I want to keep going. I want to make them do the ultimate, not just destroy us financially. I want to push all the way. I've committed to do that. I've prayed for that, and I've been told that's going to happen. But you've got to back us, and I promise you this. I will never falter. I will never waver at the spiritual level. I physically will. But I give you my commitment, if you financially support us, InfoWarsStore.com, to give you my absolute total commitment.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
This is The David Knight Show.
Welcome back, and there is a cold war on free speech. I mean, just look at all the back and forth, the freaking out by just a few people about Baby It's Cold Outside, for example, and how that's not to be tolerated. But it is not just a particular song. It's not even the Me Too movement. There's an effort afoot to dismantle every aspect of existing cultures and religions in the West, and we're talking to Arthur Schopper right now. He is a writer out of Canada, and I want you to hear a story about what's going on there because it's coming to the United States as well. We see these things typically cropping up first in the UK and Canada, then they go to California, then they go to the rest of this country. Arthur Schopper is a writer, a blogger, a political commentator on topics that are political, cultural, and, of course, eternal. He's looking at it from a Christian perspective. You can find him at Mass Resistance, I think. Is that .com or .org, Arthur?
Yes, David, thanks for having me on. Small correction. I am an American, proud American, born and raised here in Torrance, California. I have been reporting on serious concerns happening in Canada. Most importantly, being on your show today, I come as the organization director for Mass Resistance. Mass Resistance the international pro-family group that makes the difference. Most pro-family groups want to tinker along the edges, fundraise, and have long discussions as the culture dies. We have been on the front lines fighting this destructive anti-family, anti-biology, LGBT agenda. We have had notable successes this year, and of course, the mainstream media doesn't want to talk about that. One of the big fads today among the regressive left is reparative therapy bans. Men and women who no longer want to struggle with homosexuality or with transgenderism can seek help with a clinical psychologist or therapist, reparative therapy. It's not conversion therapy. Massachusetts tried to ban this practice for minors this year. This was their third attempt, and their third time they failed. Mass Resistance is based in Massachusetts. I'm here in California. I'm also the, you know, interim California director. This is our logo.
So you're at the bridge of where this stuff is coming into the country. You're at the point of entry, I guess we could say, of these agendas, because we see this typically coming, as I said, in the UK, Canada, and elsewhere, but then infiltrating in the United States through Massachusetts, through California, where you are. And this is the way this is coming in. But let's talk about what this already looks like in Canada, because this is the future of the United States if we don't do something about this. Tell us about the case of Bill Whatcott and his Gay Zombies and Cannabis Consumer Association.
Well, Bill Whatcott was a former criminal. He had a long criminal record. He found Jesus. Jesus found him, actually. And he's now one of the most fervent, active, and bold Christians in Canada. He works with Street Church, which is based in Calgary, Alberta. And we see in Canada not just a ruthless cracking down on freedom of speech, but on Christianity and the very Judeo-Christian values that make Western civilization possible. Bill Whatcott is a fearless evangelist, and he's infiltrated previous gay pride parades where he passed out gospel tracts based on biological truth as well as biblical morality, informing the public that homosexuality, transgenderism, these paraphilias are destructive and deviant, and that Christ can save any of us from the worst of our sins. And for doing simply that, passing out gospel tracts, he's facing not one, but two criminal trials, one in Toronto for violating so-called federal hate speech codes. And he's standing, even now, his case is being adjudicated before the Human Rights Tribunal, actually the Human Wrongs Tribunal in British Columbia. In that case specifically, he simply handed out flyers to voters in a riding. That's what they call congressional or representative districts in Canada. He passed out flyers properly identifying a man as a man, even though this man, Ronan Ogier, was pretending to be a woman. This,
and of course, that gets you banned off of Twitter if you are a feminist or a lesbian group, you know, that, and you say, well, men are men and women are women. That gets you banned off of Twitter. That cannot be allowed. And if people think that this isn't coming to the United States, if they think that it's just going to be legislators, you know, in Canada, in California and Massachusetts who look at this and say, oh, that's a good idea. Let's do it. No, this is actually being encoded into law as part of the USMCA because they put in all of this gender agenda language in this new NAFTA 2.0 agreement. President Trump, I don't think understands that because he has had his Health and Human Services say we're going to determine gender biologically and objectively. And at the same time, his trade people are working in this language coming from Canada that will do this same kind of insanity here in this in the United States.
Absolutely. It is essential. President Trump kind of had this soft, pro-LGBT aspect to him. Most evangelicals looked aside because everybody believes in natural rights. That includes freedom of speech, by the way. And we see those natural rights being rigorously undermined in Canada, in the United States, or the attempts at it, and certainly in Great Britain. I have to fault right now a lot of the conservative media. Everybody lost their blob over Tommy Robinson being unjustly imprisoned because he was attacking Islam and calling it out for what it is, a destructive political cult. And I welcome and celebrate that. But where is everybody when it comes to Bill Wadcott? He's a Christian. He's an activist. He's a conservative who shares all of our views. He's very anti-globalist as well. And not a word from Breitbart, not anything from a lot of other major mainstream conservative news sites. Daily Signal isn't writing anything. You and Town Hall, which I write for, the only reason Town Hall has been reporting on it is because I've written about it. This is not acceptable. Every major media network in this country needs to be sounding the alarm and demanding that the Canadian government back off and respect the rights of Bill Wadcott. President Trump should be doubling down on any trade deal with Canada and saying, if you're not going to respect the natural rights of your citizens, then we're not going to have a deal. And that's not
yeah,
happening
except
right
what
now.
They're going to do is they're going to make this agenda of political correctness. They're going to make that into law once they put this into this treaty. It's already there. Once they get this treaty passed, if they do, then this is going to be referred to by judges and so forth. It'll work its way into the court findings, and they'll use this as an excuse to do this. And what we're talking about here, let's make it clear. What we're talking about here, Arthur, we're talking about not compelling somebody to do one thing or the other, but to stop them from compelling us. I mean, that's the whole point here. People want to look at this and from that perspective, they're not tolerant about this. And we've seen this with the cases with the bakers and so forth. It isn't enough that they can go somewhere and get a baker to bake a cake for them. They want to go there and make you bow down, compel you to embrace their values and to celebrate their values, and they will not allow you to make your own decisions. We're telling people, hey, look, if you want to dress up like a woman, go ahead and dress up like a woman. I draw the line with children. I draw a line with the government pushing the transgender agenda to children and providing, hormone therapy treatment to kids who haven't even reached puberty yet. How can they make that kind of decision? And I believe that ultimately where this is going is trying to condition us to the idea that children can make, they can make a decision about their gender. They can make a decision about consensual sex. That's where this is really going. And so this is something that is very dangerous when we talk about children. It's something I have a problem with when you compel people about it. I don't have a problem with somebody, whatever they do in the privacy of their own room or whatever they, however they dress. I don't have a problem with that. But when they compel themselves and intrude into other people's lives, that's where I have a problem. Yeah.
Well, here's the problem. And this is where mass resistance, once again, we're on the cutting edge on this because we don't shrink from this fight. You're not born gay. And you're not born in the wrong body. In fact, one of our members is in Texas. We have chapters all over the country. We have this great book, I Don't Have to Choose. This is about letting children know that no matter what this silly globalist, anti-biblical, anti-biological agenda may say, you're born a boy, you should be happy to be a boy. If you're born a girl, you should be happy to be a girl. I saw your previous segment about the war on the Boy Scouts and how it's now collapsed. And this is part of that anti-male, anti-boy agenda. And transgenderism is falling into that. But here's the thing. The argument that has been shoved
down
our throats.
We'll get that when we come back. We've got to take a quick break, and we're going to be talking more about the case of Bill Wadcott. I want to get into the details of what's going on with that, because that is the frightening thing about what that really looks like. We'll be talking to Arthur Schopper when we come back. He's going to give us the details on that and how this is going to be applied here in America, folks. It's just a matter of time. You know that now, don't you? This is what it's going to look like. We'll have the details when we come back. Stay with us.
The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse pregnenolone product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful pregnenolone base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors favorite products. Now, With an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimate leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up all supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. Got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health, and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified, high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
In the last few months, you have seen InfoWars offer the biggest sales in our history. Now, we've sold out of some of our best-selling items, but we've still got most of our best-selling items in. That's why I am extending the 12 days of Christmas for 4 more days, because we're guaranteed up to about the 19th to be able to ship to anybody in the continental United States before Christmas at InfoWarsStore.com. But get your orders in. Don't fight those crowds and support the InfoWar. All the sales the last 12 days, 50 to 75% off, is back. Free shipping is still there. Double Patriot points. And we have even bigger sales on 4 new items. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, Myco ZX, the t-shirts, all of it. Just go check out the sales. There's too many to break them all down. Get your orders in by the 19th so you're guaranteed to get it on or before Christmas. And thank you again all for your support. We're extending this sale until the 19th, but InfoWars is in your hands. And again, whatever you do, just spread the word about InfoWars.com, and we're going to beat the globalists together. Thank you.
I don't have to tell our listeners and viewers how important InfoWars is in the fight against the anti-human globalists. So I'm going to say it short and sweet. We need your support now more than ever. You've come through 1,000 times, so I'm not bitching at you. I'm just simply telling you, we are in the thick of the battle now. The attacks on InfoWars have become absolutely exponential. And down the road, we probably will get destroyed. But I know, and God has really put it on my heart, that we've got to maintain the fight as hard as possible and go through as much as we can to be an example to others and carry out critical operations ahead of whatever happens. But I want to be strong in this fight. I need to be provisioned, and I'm willing to stand against Hillary and Soros and the Rothschilds and all these devil worshipers. But I need your prayers. I need you to spread the articles and videos. I need you to give us financial support right now. We make it easy. Do your Christmas shopping with us, not with the globalists and not with Bezos and Amazon, and you'll help provision us. We've got a bunch of huge deals, InfoWarsStore.com, so please take action right now.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Yes, Christmas time may be here, but how much longer will we be allowed to call it Christmas time? It's not just Sharia law that is being imposed on the West, but it is a kind of Sharia law from the politically correct crowd as well, banning mention of things that offend them. And of course, they are perpetually offended by Christianity and any mention of that. So your free exercise of your religion will not be tolerated by them any more than a Muslim majority government, like we see in Saudi Arabia, would tolerate the free exercise of Christianity. This is the kind of system that they are imposing on us in the West by degrees, and it is now reaching a critical mass. We're talking to Arthur Schopper, and he's got a blog talk radio program, The State of the Union, with Arthur Schopper. He also has an organization, Mass Resistance. You can find them at massresistance.org. Based out of Massachusetts, but Arthur is in California, and the case that he's been covering, and I want to get into the details of this, folks, because it's the details that are going to help you to understand what's involved here, the injustice involved here, and the threats to your life, to your rights and your life here in the United States, because all of these Canadian values are being encapsulated into the USMCA, even though President Trump doesn't appear to share those values. His HHS secretary was going to write a standard for the transgender situation. It's going to be biological and objective, scientifically determined. And yet the left was very upset about that. And if you look at this follow-up to NAFTA, NAFTA 2.0, he calls the USMCA, inside that agreement are all these different laws and prohibitions and political correctness with a very tyrannical spin on it that has already been implemented in Canada. So, Arthur, let's talk a little bit about Bill Whatcott and exactly yes. what his crime was. He was in a gay pride parade in 2016 in Toronto, and he was passing out gospel tracts and flyers at a gay pride parade, right? Was that his crime?
Yeah, that's basically it. Stating the biological truth about homosexuality and explaining the biblical truth about morality and the good news. That's all that he did. He was dressed up as the Gay Zombie Cannabis Consumers Association. That's how he was able to infiltrate. Because in Canada, they can bar you from participating in these gay pride parades if they think that you're not inclusive enough or that you're saying stuff that's politically incorrect. I marched in a gay pride parade in Los Angeles freely promoting, you know, natural marriage and natural rights. Nobody stopped me from doing that. And that was in Los Angeles, by the way, although they hated Trump.
For the time being, that won't be allowed too much longer, I'm sure. Yeah.
Well, we're fighting that right now. We've been successful in California. But back to Bill. He also marched in the Vancouver Gay Pride Parade. He pretended to be the Calgary High Priest for the, you know, the Church of the Flying Spaghetti Monster. You know, so he did that. Very creative, very funny. Now he can't do that right now. He's under court order to stay away from gay pride parades at this time to pass out gospel tracts. But he still goes to, like, the Calgary Stampede. He'll go to other public events to promote the gospel, to promote natural marriage, life, and family. He is also vigorously pro-life and is vocally against abortion. Now, regarding what happened in Vancouver, they have these quote-unquote human rights tribunals. They're actually human wrong tribunals where they can drag people before them if somebody makes a claim that they've been discriminated against by somebody else. And so you have this confused man named Ronan Auger who wants the world to think he's a woman. He's a so-called transgender, is now persecuting Bill Whatcott before this human wrongs tribunal simply for informing the voters in a Vancouver riding that he is a man.
And I guess it's just a matter of time before I could be dragged before a human rights commission for pointing out that Beto O'Rourke is an Irishman. He identifies as Hispanic, so therefore he is, right? I mean,
you know, that's not far off the truth. In Michigan, they have a civil rights tribunal of sorts. Fortunately, the public and the government, the legislature still in Republican hands after the election, have stopped the implementation of those rules. But we saw human rights rights commissions in Colorado and in Oregon persecuting Christians and the Christian bakers. I have to explain this part about mass resistance. We go right to the core of this problem. Homosexuality, transgenderism, these are not civil rights. Now, the libertarian attitude, you're an adult, you choose to engage in certain behaviors, fine, that's your business. But when we start treating these perversions as a civil right, and all these protections, including these so-called non-discrimination protections, emerge, we will see an inevitable clash and tyranny against biological truth and biblical morality. We've got to speak the truth about this.
Yeah, and it's not a tolerance. They're not looking. My point is they're not looking
exactly
for tolerance.
It's tyranny.
Yeah, they're not looking.
Tyranny, and we need to stand up to it. And the good news, to some extent, you know, there are conservatives who live gay lifestyles or who are so-called pro-gay. You know, we have to start waking people up to the reality, though, that there is a conflict here, and we have to recognize biological truth, biblical fact. If individuals want to engage in certain behaviors, fine. And we need to have a more serious discussion. To what extent what are civil rights? They're natural rights. Marriage is not one of those rights. We don't allow children to marry. We shouldn't. We don't allow people who are mentally ill to marry because they can't enter into the agreement. We've got to have this serious, robust Western civ discussion once again and refuse to be intimidated or bullied or silenced because we speak the truth. Bill Wadcott is a pioneer and a fighter for the First Amendment. Canada, let me explain something to the audience here. They have this so-called Charter of Rights, but there's this nettlesome little clause at the very beginning which allows for quote-unquote reasonable limitations. Reasonable has turned into unreasonable because of secular judicial activists who they decide what is reasonable or unreasonable.
Canada, yeah, in the same way that they decide what is hate speech and what is not hateful. You know, and, exactly. And any speech that they don't like is labeled as hate speech. Any speech that they hate. And that's the fundamental thing here. It's the intolerance and the fact that they're not going to allow a discussion. We see this everywhere. I mean, you know, we had protests here of the abortion clinic in Houston and we're holding up signs about black genocide. They would just show up with black signs to put over our signs. They didn't have a point of view that they wanted to argue. They just wanted to shut down your viewpoint. And this has already been entrenched by these companies that have been given charge of the internet, and we're told there's nothing at all that we can do about it, but it's also going to come in the way of, exactly, I disagree with that as well. It's going to come in and be imposed on us by judges, especially because of this USMCA, I think.
I've got to step in and say this. We as a country need to revive the common law precept of the doctrine of lower magistrate. We need countries, states, and even localities to finally say, we're not going to recognize this anymore. We're not going to recognize gay marriage. It was imposed by a Supreme Court. We're not going to recognize the limitation on the Second Amendment. I don't need a permit for the First Amendment. Why do I need a permit for the Second? I want to inform your audience, massresistance.org, our website, we have been the premier reporting agency on what's been happening to Bill Wadcott. Bill Wadcott has even used our resources to outline the destruction and the perverse agenda behind this whole LGBT movement. It's going worldwide, folks. There is good news. In Bermuda, for example, another common law country, they rejected the Supreme Court's imposition. They don't recognize gay marriage, even though a court told them they had to. The legislature said, we're not going to do it. In Taiwan, the people of Taiwan, in a country that's 5% Christian, rejected the destruction and redefinition of marriage by 70%. We are now instructing those citizens and activists to reject the abusive power of their judges. This is what has to start happening right now. We are
absolutely. You look at California, for example. Arthur, in California, they spent a lot of money to lobby there. They had a referendum. The people there rejected it, so they tried to impose. They imposed it through the judiciary. You had the same situation going on throughout the South. You had Tim Cook at Apple. Spending millions of his own dollars in order to define gay marriage in those areas. They couldn't win it there. They couldn't win even in California, so they imposed it at the Supreme Court. And you're exactly right. And we have the Constitution on our side. We have the Ninth and the Tenth Amendment. And we just have to stand up for that at the local level. We've had sheriffs who have refused to implement unconstitutional laws at the local level. We really can fight back at the local level. I don't think we can win this fight in Washington.
No, and you know what? It was never supposed to be that way. Washington is too damn big, and we see that it's full of LGBT advocates, including, shame on them, the Black Caucus. Black community should be up in arms. Their civil rights movement is being stolen right under their feet. You know, people are born black. That's not something to be ashamed of. You were born that way. But you're not born gay, and you're not born in the wrong body. And this LGBT agenda is stealing their movement. I'm working with black pastors in Washington, D.C. right now. We want to fight against another bad bill, H.R. 2282. Bill Wadcott and his courage is demonstrating to us that we need to fight this, not cower and not compromise. And I want I want your audience to know.
He's facing jail time, and he's facing a $104 million civil penalty. I mean, typically they said if you kill somebody, the civil penalty is $1 million. Thank you for joining us, Arthur Schopper. And you can find him at massresistance.org. That's it for our program. Thank you for joining us today.
InfoWars has been proven absolutely on target about world government, the attack on the family, the eugenics operations, the whole thing. We've been proven dead on. You've been proven dead on as supporters and listeners of this broadcast. You've been the men and women in the arena, and I really do thank you and salute you all. Words are not enough. Think about, of all the different systems, of all the different political ideologies, you have been on target promoting Americana and Renaissance, an open free society against the globalists and the dominant world force. They've created their Tower of Babel with a bunch of people that can't communicate with each other. But we have cut right to the chase. Human liberty, a pro-human future versus the globalist anti-human future. And that's why I want to thank you all and ask you now more than ever to remember that InfoWars really is your baby. I am in your hands. And we're under unprecedented attack, and we just need you to go to InfoWarsStore.com and do your Christmas shopping there and get the best deals ever and funding InfoWar, a true 360 win.
We all know that the outside toxins in the water is a serious health issue. InfoWars is proud to sell incredible filters, but it's almost impossible to keep up with every faucet, shower, and sink in your home. That's why we're bringing you something to provide clean water for your whole house with one system. The ProPure Whole House Water Filtration System is an advanced, four-stage, compact filtration system that will provide water filtration for your entire home, removing 220-plus contaminants from your water. It's compact in size, easy to install and maintain, and keeps fluoride and other dangerous toxins out of your water supply and away from you and your family. With its broad-spectrum contaminant reduction, you'll only need this one filter for clean and refreshing water all over your home. Head to InfoWarsStore.com, and whether it's your first water filtration purchase or you're looking to replace your current rundown systems, it's time to go big and go home with the Pro Pure Whole House Filtration System today.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.